Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blows. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the flash of me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
All right. Peace and greetings, everyone. Hi, it's me, Miss Blue. And listen, hey, I want to talk to you about a couple of things and really just kind of explain why we're here right now at this moment. As you guys know, right now, today is December the 19th and 2012. And funny how things can change for you in just a short period of time. And as you know, it's a lot of energy going on at this particular time. In fact, we have basically here at the Remix family, with everyone who's come on, and myself included, been preparing you for what most of the world can only begin to conceive in their mind right now, is this 2013 shift. As our honorable brother Bobby Hemmett would say, we have been in 2013 for quite some time now, and I know you guys know this to be true. And so tonight is actually a celebration. Yeah. It's a celebration. We are celebrating really sort of being in this energy of the origin, taking this opportunity to really begin to merge ourselves forward and really to just look over the horizon and see all of the amazing things that is here to come. So what we're going to be discussing in this particular show, it's going to be about preparation and predictions, not only for 2013, because silly that, we've been in 2013 for quite a while. Yes, we're going to be talking about and beyond that point. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to get something to write with. Sit back, get you a nice cup of coffee, if that's what you drink, or get you, I don't know, get you a nice blanket, curl up on the couch, and let's get ready to just go beyond as we are now and have been for some time in the new era of the origin, which is connected with your aura. That's your electromagnetic sphere. And you're going to hear a lot about this coming out of the science world, the psychology world, and everybody's going to be talking about it. Earlier this year, very, very early at the beginning, the end of December of last year, I told you guys about us changing our codes. You know, we have changed from those chromosomes, and we have moved ourselves into some very, very new energy. And we're going to be talking about that new change of going from the 666 to the 616. And you know, that is the 13. The 13, that divine feminine number that really is about bringing all of you together, the masculine and the feminine energy. So some powerful shit is going down right now, and you're definitely a part of that rebirth and that regenerating energy.
All right.
Yeah. That's it right there. I've been in my son's iPod playlist, you know, his genius list. I guess it's a side effect of being a genius in the year 2012. So, everyone, enjoy. Sit back and relax. Peace and love from Miss Blue. You know you want to jam. Right, everyone, peace and greetings. And I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. And wow, I just want to say thank you to you guys for showing up and showing out and showing up here in the remix tonight for this very, very special edition of the remix. Because as you guys know, the remix is normally, typically, and predictably on Fridays and Sunday night. But we are going to be doing a very, very special show tonight. And as we get into the show a little bit more, I'm going to tell you sort of where this inspiration came from and why I'm doing this show tonight. All right, I didn't get a chance to send the message out to the universe the way that I wanted, so I know that either you guys are going to be listening to this live or you're going to be listening to the download, but however you listen, I am just so honored and so grateful that you will be listening here tonight. And so, peace and love to you guys, for all of you guys that are here and showing up. I want to also go and let you know that you can come on over and you can join us in the form here on the remix by just going to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, all one word, and come on in. The chat room is open here for you. I see many of you are on the phone lines, and we're so honored to have you there as well. You can also listen in via calling 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And so I want to tell you guys, it's been a long day. And at some point, I'm about to reach the 24-hour mark. And so, but I know that this was really, really important energy to get out. And particularly at this time, we are now in December the 19th, 2012. And we're going to talk about that and the significance of that. Tonight's show, Preparation and Predictions for 2013 and Beyond, is what we're going to be talking about here tonight on the forum. And so I want to say welcome to all of you listening from all over the world. So honored and glad to have you here listening in the forum tonight and being here live in the remix as well.
I see many of you guys are here. And I want to give a shout out. I want to give a very, very accurate shout out to the international listeners who are listening from all over the world as well. And just connect with you guys, because it is so many of you listening from all over the world. And we want to give those shouts out to you. I definitely do. And we're going to talk more about the show, and we're going to talk about more about what is going on at this particular time. And so, let's see. We're going to talk about some of these international countries that is listening. And I definitely want to give shouts out to all of these countries right now that I can particularly think of at this moment. And big shout out to the UK, to Canada, to Germany, to the Netherlands, to France, to Indonesia, to Brazil, to Mexico, to Kenya, Australia, Egypt, the Bahamas, Jamaica, Barbados, Argentina, also South Africa, South Korea, and also Spain. So those are the countries that we have listening. I know I probably forgot a whole lot more. Those who are listening that are also in China and also in Japan, those who are also listening in Australia and New Zealand, just want to say welcome, you guys. The Remix family is continuously growing. And, you know, one of the beautiful things is that we have social media, which has played a very, very intricate role in how information has been disseminated across the airways and to many of you guys as well. And so when we use this information and this technology to really our best advantage, it can be very, very powerful. And a lot of the data that I get, either that data is coming from the Remix Radio, I get this data from Facebook, it really lets me know across the board all of these countries that are listening. And also another place that we also do our checks is when I do readings. I think right now if we were to close out, as we're closing out the year, I've connected with probably over 28 different countries across the globe. And so we know that all of these brothers and sisters, many of you guys listening, we know that you're there because you contact me for readings and you contact me for the Oracle deck, or you download the Know Your Magic audio workbook, or you've contacted a lot of the guests on the show. You've contacted Brother Panic as well as, you know, for his herb packs and his products, Brother Bobby Hammett, Brother Wayne Chandler, all of the guests who've been on this forum have been contacted. You know, recently Brother Umar Johnson, who came and delivered a very, very powerful message for us on Sunday night. So I do want to remind you, like all the shows here on The Remix, that when you're listening to The Remix, don't forget to go back and download. That's going to be very, very powerful too. You want to go back and you want to download. You want to download the message that you hear here. You want to download any of the past shows. This is going to be really, really great for you to build your own archives, to have your own genius sheet that you can begin to work with. So I just kind of wanted to put that chat out there and just thank everyone for listening. It's been an amazing year, and we're winding this particular year down. And so tonight, we're going to be talking about preparations and predictions, as I told you guys, for 2013 and beyond 2013. And we're going to talk about that. Really, this whole entire year, starting from December of 2011, a big part of everything that we did was to prepare us for the shift that we've already gone through. I really, really know that in my heart. And many of us started to feel the shift a while back. A while back we felt the shift, early in the summer. Some of us 2 years ago, a year ago, we really began to feel the shift. So as we begin to continuously grow, because it is a process, it's not something that's going to happen overnight. It is going to be a process. One of the things that I talked about also in an earlier show was about how our DNA was going to be changing. And that was something that was done on the show, I believe, December of 2011, before we even got to 2012, how that DNA was going to be changing. So if you've been listening to the remix and all of those who come and share in any of the forums in the remix and the remix, then you're way, way ahead of the curve. And so tonight is going to be dedicated to that. I am going to give you guys some information as we continue this particular process here and let you know why this show was so important to do tonight at this moment and this time. A lot of you know that I have been really going through a big transitional point with my son, who at one time was in critical care. Thank goodness, you know, he is in his recovery stage, coming back to himself and feeling better and, you know, healing himself and being here with me, allowing me to give him that love. That has been a major, major part of the shift. And they keep going on. And many of you have contacted me about things that are going on. By the way, I want to say also joining me on the forum tonight, because I kind of didn't think it would be, I thought it would be very unfair to reach out to people at the last moment and try to cram everybody into this show. But organically, you guys know me, I don't do anything unless I'm inspired to do, unless it is just sort of that divine message. And that message did come through. And so, you know, Brother Bilal, he works with me and we work together with the Kim Business Class. And by the way, shouts out to those graduates of the Kim Business Class. It's been three of them this year. Amazing group of brothers and sisters. And the ones that just came out of this last Kim Business Class produced their own magazine. And when I tell you, they took it to a whole nother level. They took it to the whole number level. And that's what I love about the Kim class, because every single class is unique, as it should be. And their magic comes out in so many different expressive ways. And so this last class is doing some amazing, amazing things. They create magazines, and many of these publications are going to be available for all of you guys that they are in connection with. From their work, their particular spiritual work and work that they're doing with themselves and others. So tonight, all about preparation and prediction. We're going to have a lot of fun. Like I said, this is the time for us to begin to celebrate and to begin to talk about a lot of things. I do want to know, Brother Bilal is going to be coming on. Of course, you guys know he's been on the remix quite a bit. And he also, Brother Bilal, does his soul alignment readings, which hopefully tonight we can get into a little bit of that. I think he will be doing some of those tonight, and I'll be doing some readings as well as giving you guys some dates and things to take a look at. We'll be doing predictions. I'm going to give you some clear channels that have been coming in, some that are coming in right now, as well as things for preparation. So a lot of things to cover. So glad that those of you who are here, you are here. It does my heart well to see you guys here. So we're going to get right to it. I want to give a big shout out to Dr. Yu of U360, because every time I hear that introduction music, it really just transcends time and space and takes me to a whole nother place. This brother has some amazing healing energy, and he does that through many different modalities of expression. So whether he's rapping and he's doing it, or he's in his holistic practice, because he is a holistic doctor, and his amazing website of u360.com. If you haven't checked it out, you want to definitely go over there and check it out. Just amazing. This week and this day in particular, can I tell you, the readings have been off the chain. They have really, really been off the chain. I am just amazed at all the brothers and sisters I've come in contact with. And even today, I've been doing readings all day today, you guys. It's been a busy day for me, but an amazing day. I've been around the world and back again. I've been with geishas. I've been in Greece. I've been in Egypt. I've been in Africa. I've been here in America. I've been all over the place. And back again, and it's just been a beautiful and amazing journey. So I'm so glad you guys are here tonight. We're about to get ready to get into the share, and it's going to be some good stuff. It really is. I do want to put on some music for us to kind of move around a little bit, and so we're going to be listening to one of my songs off of my genius list, because I think it's so important that we all have a genius list, and that's going to be... You know what it is. Go ahead, stand up, pull your pajamas up. Y'all thought I was going to say another word, but I wasn't. It's late, but I'm not saying that word. Pull your pajamas up. You know, kick the fluffies off. pull your T-shirts together, and brothers, pull them boxers up. And let's just move around just for a little bit before we bring on Brother Bilal and as we get into preparation and predictions for 2013 and beyond.
This is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, everyone. Of course, you know, that was the Staple Singers and Pops, and I'll take you there. Definitely one of my Save Me songs and on my Genius playlist. Welcome to the remix, everyone. I know you guys have pulled up your fluffies and wrapped yourself up in your blankets, and you're all ready to continue as we're live in the remix. I also want to just say in the chat room, I want to welcome you. If this is your first time listening, and I know some of you, it's not your first time listening, but that's okay. We love the seen and the unseen. So it's so good to have you in the house tonight. If you're a guest and you want to come in the chat room, all you have to do is click the link at the very bottom, sign up, tell us who you are, and come on in the chat room, and you can participate in chat. If you choose not to, that's fine too, because Miss Blue sees all things, and I can see you too. So much love, and I'm so glad that you're here with us tonight as we continue right here live in the remix. You guys, my energy is off the chain. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm seeing all kinds of things here, and if you only knew who was in the house, but no worries, no worries. We're not going to go there. Not just yet, anyway. So we're going to also go ahead and bring on Brother Bilal, who is going to be joining me here tonight as we continue this discussion tonight, preparation and predictions for 2012 and beyond. So let's see. Peace and greetings, Brother Bilal. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I certainly can. We can hear you. I think loud and clear. I don't think we got an echo unless we're on speaker or something, but we can hear you. So it is good to hear.
Good morning. It's the last thing I thought this morning when I woke up we'll be doing a show tonight. So I'm like, don't have no choice but to be charged, you know.
Well, I thank you. I know it was sort of seemingly last minute, so I do thank you for coming on and joining us in the forum tonight and as we continue the show here. And just with everybody here. You know, one of the things that I wanted to take a look at, and that was to talk about some of this energy that we have out here right now and sort of what would be really, really good to begin to work with. In fact, I've got this question all day today in readings, people asking me, like, what goddess energy should we really be working with at this time? Is there a particular goddess? Or is there a particular God that we should be working with at this particular time? Now, one of the beautiful things is that we know we can work with any of the pantheon energies, whether they're angels or goddesses at any time. But let me tell you, and I wanted to share this with the Remix family, about who is on the rise at this particular time to work with. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to kind of take you guys back. And Brother Bilal, you might remember this because I know you listen to the Remix show too. You're not just, you know how the saying goes, you're not just a person, you're just not a club member.
Right, right.
So not only do you not come, yes, you come on the show and you also listen, and that does my heart well to know that not only are you, you know, you come on the Remix and you share knowledge and information with us that you've been doing for so long all across the globe and the world, but you also listen to the show and some of the other great speakers like Brother Panic and Brother Wayne Chandler and, you know, even Dr. Umar Johnson who come on and even myself. So, you know, that means a lot, you know, when you can have someone doing the work also listen and appreciate that. So I definitely think that, well, here's what I want to tell you guys, and particularly, and I'm just going to ask this question out there for those of you who live, and I want to ask you if you live in any of these particular states, okay? So this is going to be very, very key. I want to ask, because I'm just curious, if anybody who lives anywhere around Lake Michigan. So just those of you who are in the chat room, do you live somewhere around Lake Michigan? And I'm going to tell you about this energy that just came on board for us here recently and sort of this huge ritual that was done and sort of the goddess energy that it gave life to at this particular time. Now, what's interesting about this, remember earlier this year, and I know those of you Remix listeners, you remember this, And actually, I believe it was around December, January timeframe, where I started talking about the DNA changing,
Right.
And so going from the 666 to actually us changing to the 616. Well, we know that 616 has a lot to do with the chromosomes in our bodies, the electrons and protons and all of this, the melanin and all of this energy. So, yes, very powerful code there. And if you didn't hear that show, download. That's a great show to go back and download. The point I want you to understand about that DNA is that there was also another message in that DNA that happened. And that message actually got uncovered from that DNA. So those of you who live near Lake Michigan, there was a very powerful ritual that was done on December the 3rd. And I'm not talking about the one that we did when recognizing the lineup of the stars, of the planets, over the pyramids. Very powerful. We did our share on that, and that was true. But there was also something else out of Egypt that also got rise on that particular day. Back in World War II, there were a lot of these fighter planes and fighter jets that did a lot of training in different parts of the world and different parts of the country. These particular fighter planes and these fighter jets. And what happened is almost about 70 years ago, there was a fighter plane that went down in Lake Michigan. Now, it was a lot of planes. We know during World War I and World War II that went down. It was a lot of those different planes that went down all over the world. And so from time to time, you will always hear about people saying that they are trying to recover some of these aircraft and they're trying to restore them. We see this with ships. We see this with all kinds of different artifacts that have happened throughout the world. But there was a powerful ritual that was done on December the 3rd. And this powerful ritual lines up with Michigan, particularly Lake Michigan, and it also lines up with the DNA code and bringing this energy back online. Stay with me here. I know this is kind of coming in a little bit as I'm speaking, so you guys will be able to get this, because this is something that really this channel just came through, and I was able to go back and really confirm this. So what happened is on December the 6th, there was a huge group that got together to dig up this particular aircraft that has been underwater for over 70 years. And there was even reports that the reporter wanted to know, of all of these different aircraft that have gone on all over the world, why was it important for them to get this particular aircraft? And something typically that they have not done is really try to discover these things inside of America. Usually what happens is in the West, they try to uncover or get those artifacts back that went down in what we would call at the time hostile territory. So, for instance, like when the different wars were going down at Pearl and Pearl Harbor and different things, and when they had the Korean War or when they were fighting against Europe, they were trying to recover things that was outside of their territory. But this was something that actually took place inside the United States, and it was one of the aircraft that used to train the pilots. So this is where all the fighter pilots, women, men, everybody would train on this particular airplane. Now, the aircraft name was called Wildcats. The aircraft name was Wildcats, and it actually went down on December the 28th, I believe, in 1944. On December the 3rd, almost 70 years later, they pulled Wildcats out of Lake Michigan. Michigan's primary area code, and for those of you who know people in Michigan or been to Michigan, is the area code 616. 616 is where the new DNA energy is moving. This is what we're changing to. That's 616. And so everybody was baffled. Why was it so important for them to get this airplane out? If you look at Lake Michigan, and there's some confirmation here in the chat room, Chaos is even saying west side of Michigan is where the 616 is prominent. But if you look at Lake Michigan, it is really, really unique because Lake Michigan is out of one of the Great Lakes. And when you look at Lake Michigan from a satellite view, it looks like a penis. It looks like a phallus. It is one of the five Great Lakes, but this particular lake has something very unique about itself than any of the other lakes, and that is it's completely sort of surrounded from west to east. So stay with me here. So Lake Michigan itself, actually the word Michigan refers to lake because it actually comes from the word, it's a Native American word that actually means great waters. Great waters. So Lake Michigan, when you look at it, it looks like a penis. No joke. It looks like a penis. See, people in the chat room are saying you're absolutely right. It does. It looks like a penis. So they pulled this wild cat out of Lake Michigan. So as they're pulling the wild cat out, I say to myself, okay, I know that this is definitely a code here of what is going on. Here's the ritual. Our ancestors coming out of ancient Egypt, they left all of the information inside of the what? The cat. The domestic cat. And yes, in the chat room, this is why I love the remixer so much. Yes, they pulled the female out of the masculine. This energy that we're moving into, we know that who is up front? We're talking about energy, not necessarily people, so don't get twisted between your legs. But the feminine energy is coming on top. This is the rise of the feminine energy. So they pulled the feminine energy out of the masculine. This is what they did. And what energy gave rise? Who is the wild cat? The wild cat is also known as the goddess Bastet. Now, the goddess Bastet in ancient Egypt, I want you guys to understand this, and I know you guys who really follow this and have done your studies, know that there is a festival that used to be held called the Festival of Bastet, where men and women would actually travel on boats, and they would throw this great party. They would have this party. They'd be singing. They'd be dancing. They'd be doing all of these things, but it's done on the water. It was done on the river, and they would have all of these men and women together. If you Google when they pulled that ship out, that aircraft out of the water, it took them from December the 3rd to December the 7th to even get it to the point where they could pull the great wild cat up out of the water. It took them. So they started on December the 3rd, and as the planets made their procession, they made the ritual procession to pull the wildcat aircraft out of the water. The same ritual that is performed and has been performed for the goddess Bastet and ancient Kemet, they reenacted this ritual right before our eyes. So you want to know what goddess you need to be working with? You need to be working with the goddess Bastet. I know, right, Esther? Yes. So that's the goddess. The 616. Where was all of the energy that our ancestors took and they hid it in the cat? They hid that DNA inside the cat, the domestic cat. They made the domestic cat. Brother Panic came on some years ago, and he talked about that, where all of this knowledge was in the domestic cat. Those of you who got cats, you need to get with that shit. The Beset energy is here. This is what you're going to ride into 2013 and beyond. The ritual was already done. When you look at Lake Michigan, this is why, and there was one reporter that kept asking. We know of some other very powerful artifacts that are around the world that are fighter planes. Why this one? Why in Lake Michigan? Because Lake Michigan in the state of Michigan, one, has one of the Great Lakes in the shape of a penis. In fact, if you look really close, you can even see the testicles on the side. One. Two, this one was so deep in the water. You understand? This is the ritual that has been performed where men and women, and you will see them. They are all over. If you Google this, when they pulled the World War II plane out of the water, the Wildcat, you will even see them cheering and yelling. They performed the whole ritual on December the 3rd and December the 7th. They pulled it out. 5 days. The energy of change, the number five. It's the rocker. It goes back and forth. Five is about change. And that was the changing of the energy that the ritual was done on December the 3rd. So know your magic for real and know it now. Get with the Beset energy. Study her. I have a huge altar that is dedicated to her. And that energy is here. It is here. It is that energy. It is the feline energy. It is coming out of the waters, just like the ritual that was performed. So, Michigan, yes, Michigan, because it holds that code of 616. That's the other energy. We know our DNA is changing. We also know that a lot of the codes in our ancestors' codes was put into the domestic cat, or what we're calling the domestic cat. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Just had to drop that on it.
Very good. I actually got my Beset picture out of the picture packet with Bobby Hemmett, with Brother Bobby Hemmett.
Beautiful.
Yeah, yes. That's what I, yeah, yes. The picture of Beset is in there. Yeah, very good.
Yes.
I actually had all the pictures on like one wall, and then you walk in, you're talking about some energy. Man.
Oh, yes.
But it's powerful.
My picture packet from Brother Bobby Hemmett, and I know many of the Remix listeners have it, but if you don't have it, these are some very powerful pictures because the energy has been charged up by Brother Bobby Hemmett for years and years and years and years and years. And so if you don't have it, 678-358-1055, get at Brother Bobby and you want to get that. But I wanted to drop that out because really all of the last 2-3 weeks, people have been asking me in the readings, in the sessions, Miss Blue, what god or goddess should I be working with at this particular time? That's the one to be working with. That's the channel that came through. The ritual has already been done. The energy is already here. We're in the origin. It's here. It's now. So that's one of the preparation things for you guys, and also the prediction that also came through. So check it out for yourself and get busy. Get busy. 616, get busy.
Yes, yes.
Yes,
that's powerful.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Very powerful. Yeah, but I think about that, though, and you know, we hear about it after it happens. You understand?
Yeah.
Yes, and, you know, but that's good, too, because we are doing our work. You know, Remix family, don't feel bad that you wasn't invited to that ritual, but we are doing our work. But that's just a testimony to everybody is doing their work, because you don't just come up with a group of people and go do that type of ritual. That has been planned.
Yes,
You understand? Yeah. We're doing all the work at the same time. We're staying in, you know, tune up with this. Because, you know, at one time, you remember Gemini being the brain, and it's two parts to the brain. In Egyptians, we had the cat at the right side of the brain for intuition.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's what the nine lives represented. And the left side of the brain was the seven senses. And so that's why, you know, even with, you know, the dog and the cat don't get along, because, you know, the dog life is every 7 years, and the cat had nine lives. So,
right,
you know, they always
right.
portray that thing where, you know, they never got along, but we can already do a merger, you know. So that's powerful information. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So this is really, really, you guys, a beautiful time. Like I said, tonight is about a celebration. It's about coming into that particular journey and preparation for not just what we know 2013 to be, but beyond that, because this is a transition that we'll be going through. I've said this at the beginning of the year, is that we've been, and this is something Brother Bobby Hemmett has said too, and this is going back to 2010 and 2011. He's been saying this for years. We've been in 2013. And so this energy of what you're going to feel, yes, we're going to see external things. So let me give you some more predictions. One of the things that I talked about at the beginning of this year for 2013 is that this would be the year of fire. And we started this year out, sure enough, with fire, and we also see a lot of firearms going off. So it's been about that fire energy. It's been that color of the orange, the color of the sun, which is also connected with fire energy there. That particular energy is there. Predictions for 2013, let me just give you guys some of the channels who've come in for me. And Brother Bilal, you can share some things too if you like.
Okay.
We're still going to be in this color of orange, but it's going to be a richer orange. It's going to be a more sophisticated color of orange. You're going to see a lot of pink. You're also going to see tomato, like that tomato-rich red. And you're also going to see purple. And these colors are going to be coming online. These are going to be the colors to watch. Of course, we always have our own individual color template. You guys who've had readings from me, you're going to see that as well. But you're going to see these colors. Orange is still going to be one of the dominant colors because it is that time for mass creativity to continue to come online and that energy to be shared across the board. And so you're going to see so much of that. So what you'll see with that orange is the sacral chakra. It's connected to the sacral chakra. So that's your creativity. It's a lot of the sexual energy that you have, and it's also the place where your emotions have begun to flow. So beautiful, beautiful energy when it comes to the colors. And here's a color to begin to look out. We also did a show on this, and that's going to be a pinkish color where it almost looks like a magenta color. Because a lot of what's happening right now, some say we're going from the fourth dimension to the fifth dimension. I don't want to get into all of that. I know that our energy is rising, and we're going to focus on that and stay away from those who haven't been able to really properly predict things and really get into our science as we know it from just melanin people and our own intuition. And that is the 11th and the 12th chakra. That's where you see that magenta color at. It is that color. So this is where thought process meets sacral chakra, meets the heart chakra, infused with the throat chakra and the crown.
Right, so know that
all of these are going to you're going to get a big mixing bowl, a big gumbo bowl full of energy, and it's going to turn out to be that very bright magenta color. This is the color that you see at the 11th chakra. Remember, the 11th chakra is feminine and the 12th chakra is masculine. But, I mean, the 12th chakra, excuse me, is masculine. And I said it backwards. Hold on. Let me slow it down just a little bit.
I think you had it right, 11th feminine.
Yeah.
The 11th is feminine, and the 12th chakra is masculine. It's really those two marrying each other, coming together. But this is where healing takes place. This is where transformation takes place. This is where the real magic happens. And that energy comes out of many different meridian points, your hands, the palms of your feet. This is where all of that, the thought process, all of those things begin to get infused and come through like magic. Yes.
Very good. I actually, I've been up since about 4:35 this morning, you know, and, you know, pretty much on a regiment, but I was, you know, awakened by the plane to check everything out. And the first thing came online was December 21st, and how are they going to use that energy? That energy is going to be used and focused on that fiscal cliff. So they're going to really probably do the fiscal cliff thing, you know, with the government and, you know, really trying to recharge. So what I saw, you know, this is we're in a cycle of rebirth of the sun from the 22nd to the 25th. And it'll be a good time for everybody, like, to wind down and recharge yourself, do some reflecting, and bring it to just bring it to a stop before you get started again. Because I saw a lot of activity in the beginning of January, like the first week of January would be a good time to do some rituals, you know, from the 6th to the 10th. But it's a lot of good energy. But at the same time, don't get out of the energy of being defeated.
Yes.
Okay, it's a lot of energy of a lot of people think they're being defeated. And all defeated is saying you're in competition with someone. So you really want to get out of the energy of being in competition, being competitive with another person, because ultimately you're just in competition with yourself. And, you know, it's hard to move with your feet shackled like that. It is time to go all in, and it's going to be a very active year, very active. A lot of spiritual transformation going on.
Oh, yes, a lot of spiritual transformation. Thank you so much for that confirmation, Brother Bilal. So much spiritual energy, and you're absolutely right. That is also sort of a message that I got on a universal level, and it got reciprocated back to me from everyone I've done readings with for this last couple of 2 weeks, is that so many people have told me that they feel tired. Even though they've been sleeping, they feel a little tired. And so sometimes we can see those who are maybe not in the same space and doing the work that we're doing, even though there's nothing wrong with that, they are really ready to celebrate and usher in this energy. And truth be told, we've already ushered it in. Here's one of the things that I know that we can utilize this time to really continue to advance ourselves spiritually and really continue to work on those things of completing ourselves and really recognizing our wholeness within us. It's a great time to regenerate. It's a great time to really take ourselves through this new birthing process. The number one reason why babies sleep when they first come back into the world is because that birthing process, it takes a lot of your energy to give birth as women. And for the baby takes, it takes so much energy for the baby to be birthed. So this is why babies will just eat and they will sleep. They will eat and they will sleep because they're really recharging themselves and they're really being reborn again. And a lot of you are feeling that energy and have been feeling it for quite some time. So this is a great time as we begin to wind down this year. I would encourage all of you guys to really think about getting off the grid, really getting off the grid, at least until we come into this energy on the other side of this. This is the time to get into your work and really be close and do some great reflections with friends and families and loved ones and really communicate, keep that communication on a very sacred level for yourself. This is where you're really going to empower yourself, is by keeping this on a very sacred level. And so I am going to encourage you guys to get off the grid. And also, this is why I'm also going to let you know that this will be the last remix show for 2012. I know, right? Last remix show for 2012. And I can tell you guys, this is pure inspiration. I'll get into more of this as we continue to go along. Of course, the remix 2013, we're going to be here, full effects, doing what we do. But for 2012, it's time to get off the grid. It's time to get off the grid. Because we have been hitting the grind ever since December of 2011, nonstop all the way through. And so our work is where it needs to be. Our work is where it needs to be. It is so much work in all of these shows from all the brothers and sisters who come on and share the message about 2020 December or anything. You guys know we are years ahead of the curve from myself, Brother Panic, Brother Bilal, anybody who comes on this platform. We are years ahead of what the rest of the world knows. So don't feel like you're out of sync, that you're going to miss something, because you have everything that you need, absolutely everything.
Right.
The shift has already happened.
Right.
Trust me and believe that, and you know it in your heart too. That shift for us who've been putting in the work, it's already happened. It really has.
Right.
It really has. And so a big part of our work is really to just have ourselves in a place where we can rebirth and also connect with our families and our loved ones, so that we can actually help them go through their rebirthing process whenever that moment chooses to be for them, you see, to be for them. And that's the beautiful thing. We have so many goodies to give you guys here tonight, so I'm excited about that. We're going to be giving you guys out.
I would like to give a, you know, I would like to tell everybody they some work they could do while they're on their downtime.
Yes.
You know, something that really stuck out when I was doing some research for the you know, past few weeks was this spiritual transformation. The spiritual transformation, that's all the Mayan calendar talked about. This is going to be a spiritual transformation. So it, you know, it led me to the, you know, chart to see what was unique. And it, there is one unique thing that sticks out, and I, you know, everybody would do themselves a pleasure and go study this time period. Neptune just made it into Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you why that's so significant. The planet Neptune is over all the psychic memory.
Yeah.
Okay. And when it get in this position of Pisces, which is its home zodiac, it's its home, it does a certain thing. It does something to the magnetic field that's all about spiritual enlightenment. And it just made it into Pisces. It's been here for a few months, but it's really just crossing over. But the last time it's been here was in 1848. That's the last time Neptune been inside of Pisces. So what you could do is Google or go to axe.com and put in Neptune and Pisces, 1848. It stayed in each house for 13.7 years, so check from like 1848, 13 years up, and do some research and look at the inventions and all the things that were happening at that time, because we look like we're getting ready to mirror that time again. You understand? It's like we live this in phases, so you know you could look at a lot of the things that was going on during that time. Then the camera first came out, so it's going to be a big year with photography and art.
Yeah,
you're gonna see new film. Yeah, you know, I mean, for it's real more technology within the film industry. Even, you know, like I say, your art is coming back on the scene. Everything spiritual is coming back to life. You know, so that's the one thing that stuck out.
Yes, and
good homework.
Yes, that is some excellent homework. And then we have some other stuff that we're gonna give out. We're gonna give a story out. And also a book that is a absolute positively must. And if you order it tonight, you will have the book by the end of the week, because it's available all over the world. It's never too late to get it. It may take you a couple of hours to go through it, but it's going to be one of the most powerful books that you ever read. And it has come back online at this time for a particular reason. So we're going to be talking about that in just a moment. The first thing I want to give you guys, though, is we did a blue blast call. And if you guys don't know what the blue blast call is, if you've had a reading from me, you can get on the Blue Blast call, or if you're waiting for a reading, you can get on the Blue Blast call. And I have this thing that I've come up with called the Magic Junkie Notes. And we actually did a Blue Blast call for abundance and really just to align yourself up. And so I thought it would be really, really good as a preparation to share that with all of the Remix family here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you this information here that you can actually have from the Magic Junkie Notes, and we're going to talk about it. So here's what you do. The first thing that I want you to do is to write yourself a letter, and you're going to date the letter. Now, the date for the activation of this letter is 12-12-12. This is when we originally did it. And I talked about this even on the show later, that how everybody was saying we'll never see this again. I really believe that we're going to move to a 13-month calendar. And I talked about that on the Blue Blast call. And I also talked about it on the show later. But I want you to begin to write a letter to yourself and date it. You can date it any day that you want. But I want you to write a letter to yourself and date it, whatever day that you write it. And this is going to be a letter that you write to yourself. It's about all of those positive things. It's sort of you doing a reflection of all those things that you've accomplished and all those things you've done and all of those things you want to continue to do and move yourself forward in. Write this letter to yourself. And then you're going to mail it to yourself, but don't open it, because we're going to do a very powerful ceremony and open it of the spring of 2013. Write a letter to yourself and send it to yourself. And then next, you're going to write three positive, magical intentions. You're not setting intentions, because we did that show. But this is about three positive intentions that you have for yourself, for your life, for yourself. Okay? The next thing is you're going to write three expectations, three new expectations of happiness and abundance. So you may say, Miss Blue, I'm already happy. I'm already full of abundance, and I know you are. But 2013 is going to take that to a whole nother level. So I want you to begin to get away from the box, as we say in the Kim class. Don't see the box. And I want you to write three new expectations of happiness and abundance for yourself. So three new happiness and abundance expectations for yourself. Then what you're going to do, and this is going to be key, because this is also how we begin to bring this abundance energy online for ourselves here as we continue to move in the origin, and that is, I want you to think of three of your major fuck-ups, three things in your life that were major, major fuck-ups. I mean, the ones that you felt like Steve Urkel going, did I do that? I want you to think about those three. Top three. I'm sure you can think of a lot, but I want you to think about those three. And then, after you write those three down, I know y'all are having a hard time coming up with those three. I want you to write, think about those three. And then I want you to write down, what did you learn? What did you learn from that? Really begin to take that reflection into consideration. What did you learn? Then next, I want you to ask yourself the question, do you see the pattern in the lessons you've learned? So the lessons that you've learned, do you see the patterns there? Can you see that? Do you see the lessons in the patterns you've learned? You know, our human nature we like to be like the song by the Staple Singers. Let's do it again. It seems like we keep repeating these life lessons over and over and over and over again. And we're singing, let's do it again. Let's do it in the morning. Sweet breeze in the summertime. Well, we want to get out the circle jerk. We don't want to keep doing it over and over and over again. So I want you to begin to identify and look at the patterns in the lessons you've learned. Now, one of the last steps is write how what you've learned changed you and also how you approach new things as a result of it. So write how what you've learned changed you. How did it change you? How did it, you know, how do you think now? Tell me how you feel. And also how it's changed how you approach things now, how you do things in a positive way.
Mm.
Now, once you're finished, and you can just jot notes on this, and you know you can always go back and download too. Then here's what you do when you finish. You tell the truth, and then you do it. Just that simple. You tell the truth, and then you do it. Tell the truth, and you do it. And that's going to be your codes to unlocking your codes for abundance for 2013 and beyond. And that's your magic junkie notes. And for those of you who've missed the Blue Glass call in 2013, you have to catch them when the Blue Glass calls come back up because they are powerful. They are very, very powerful. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. That's good.
All
right. I was taking notes as you were saying it.
Oh, okay. You were thinking that was beautiful,
yeah,
beautiful.
Good.
Yeah, some really, really good things to take a look at. I really am. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
No. I was saying it's a lot of work that could be done, you know, going into the beginning of the year. It's like really regrouping time because it's time to do a lot of reaping what you have sowed. So it's real good for harvest time right now. Yes.
Yeah, it's that time.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of writing exercises, you understand? And for some reason, a lot of people don't like to write, but it's so effective. Just think about getting pulled over, getting a traffic ticket, and they just say, well, you know, I'm going to remember it in my head, you know, and, you know, they don't really have nothing to hold you accountable with, you understand? So you're going to get a written ticket, you understand? And a duplicate goes to the office to, you know, hold you accountable. So, you know, you got to write it. Got to write it to map it out.
Mm-hmm.
I like to say it was written. So
yes. All right, you guys, we're live in the remix. Very special remix show. Last remix show for this year. Preparation and predictions for 2013 and beyond. Joined by Brother Bilal from the Bilal The Experience, and also his soul alignment reading that many of you have already gotten as well. So good to be to be in the house tonight. I'm excited to talk about the book that we've decided that we're going to give out to people this year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
As an amazing book for them to read. So first, I got to tell you guys a little bit of the backstory. Because it's a very powerful backstory about this particular book and just how this book really, really came about. And, gosh, how can I say it? Well, let me kind of keep the skinny on it. I think that's the best thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
As you guys know, Baby Blue writes a lot of music. In fact, she loves music. She loves music, and she's very much connected to it, and she just loves it. She loves writing songs, and she loves singing, and now she's playing acoustic guitar and the keyboard and just really coming into her own with her music. So this story is connected with music as well, too. And I'm, you know, as maybe next year we'll get into some more of the details about this particular story, but I want to tell you about how this one book has come back online, and actually this is based upon a channel that Brother Bilal actually got. And so once he shared this with me, I was able to see a lot of things in it for myself and felt it would just be an amazing gift to give to all of you out there in the remix. Okay, so let me give you the skinny. And, you know, it's kind of hard for me sometimes to give the skinny, but I'm going to give the skinny.
And best you can.
Yes, the best I can, I'm going to give the skinny. All right, well, there was a writer and there was a group. And this particular group, and I'm going to reveal who all the players are in a minute. There was a writer and there was a group. This particular person was a young writer who really was trying to sort of kind of get their start into writing. But they had a great opportunity to write for one of the greatest, most magical groups this planet has ever seen. And while conversing, help me out, Brother Bilal, if I don't get the story right.
No, you're doing good.
While conversing with one of the members of the group and working on some collaborations of some different songs, one of the members of the group told him that gave him a book, gave him this book and said, I just want you to check this out. So he took the book, and he told them what book to get. He gave him a book, and then he also sent him to a very, very spiritual bookstore. And I'm going to tell you that spiritual bookstore, many of you may know this too. He told him to go to this, and this is a real story, you guys. I know it sounds a little strange, but it's real. So he told him to go to this bookstore, and he said, hey, check these books out. But this book right here, man, I want you to get with this book. I want you to read this book and get with this book. He really didn't see how the book was going to help him because, after all, he was a writer. He had a lot of pressure on him. He was writing for one of the greatest groups that had ever hit the planet, and he was looking at the book like, how has this book got anything to do with me? But because he trusted the member of the group, he read the book. Now, some real magic happened. When he read the book, it opened up different portals and it opened up different channels within him. And after reading the book and only reading a couple of pages out of the book, he began to figure out all kinds of shit, all kinds of channels coming to him, all kinds of things was opening up from him. I mean, it was just pouring in like he couldn't stop it. It was just coming. And as a result, he ended up writing, I don't even know how many hits. I think it became countless hits. Now, let me go to the author of the book. The author of this book has sold enough books that if you were to take the pages out of his little book, it would wrap around the world 3 times. I don't think you guys heard me. Because this is not
a book. I think
that's
6 times, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, actually, it is 6 times. My bad. The number of
I think you ought to play the song, too. I don't know.
You think I ought to play the song? Okay, so we're going to play the song because you guys know, and then I'm going to tell you about the song. It's going to blow your mind. And when I tell you you need to get this book, we're going to tell you the codes that are here for the time that we're in that will unlock the magic for you. So here we go. We're going to play the song because this was one of the first hits that was wrote from this song. Badass channel, Brother Bilal. So let's see. We're going to play the song, and then I'm going to tell you guys. Here we go. All right.
Powerful song.
So you guys, yes, a very powerful song. So you guys guessed it. The group is Earth, Wind, and Fire. Now check this out. The album is called I Am. I believe that's off of the I Am album. Okay? We already know how spiritually connected the group Earth, Wind, and Fire is. The group member who gave the book to the writer was Maurice of Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'm going to tell you some personal codes and how some of those things line up for me, and you can make your own conclusion. But I want to show you how this book unlocked these codes for the writer, which his name is Ali Willis. That's his name. He co-wrote most of those songs, and September was the song. That was the first song that came through. In fact, he ended up, well, or they ended up, I'm not going to say he, but they ended up writing all of these different songs. Boogie Wonderland, all of these different songs came out of writing and reading this particular book. Now, I'm going to give you the name of the book, and then we're going to tell you what chapters to read first. The store where Maurice got the book from, or where he told the person to go get the book, was the Bodhi Tree that is actually still functioning to this day, the Bodhi Tree out in L.A. It's a spiritual bookstore in Los Angeles. So all of this happened. To date, like I said, this little book, actually the pages, he sold enough of these books that it will wrap. If you took the pages out, it would wrap around the world 6 times. The number of creation. You know, when you look at the number 6, it looks like a little pregnant woman, you know, with her belly from the side. It's the sperm, the top half, and the circle is the egg, the number of creation. Now, here's the name of the book. The name of the book is called The Greatest Salesman in the World, and it's by Og Mandino. And let me spell that, O-G-M-A-N-D-I-N-O, Og Mandino, and it's called The Greatest Salesman in the World. Now, don't be like the writer. But be like the writer. The writer first thought, what does this have to do with me? And write. But people from all walks of life, this book has unlocked the code. Once we got the book, we really understood the channel to the fullest of how these codes could be unlocked. So, Brother Bilal, I'll let you turn over the chapters for them to read first.
Yeah, you want to start at chapter 9 and then go to chapter 11. And then you can let your spirit move you to do, you know, how you want to. But 9 and 11 is going to unlock it. Start with those two chapters. And the book is only 111 pages. So
yes,
that's, that's already a gateway.
Yes. And you probably can find it at your local Barnes & Noble for under $10. Or you store for $3.99. You can find it on Amazon for like a dollar.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Someone said the Bodhi Tree closed last year. Okay, well, it was open until last year. Okay, thank you for that update. Yes. But I want you guys to get this book. Baby Lou read this book because, as you guys know, Earth, Wind, and Fire, I told you guys, from a baby, we couldn't figure it out. She loved Earth, Wind, and Fire. I never really listened to the words in this song very deep. I know some of them, but there are some codes in the words to the song. One of them is Baby Blue's birthday, September the 21st. And even the writer said that he tried to get Maurice to change it to another number in September, but he told them it had to be the 21st of September. He didn't never explain to him why, but he told them that it had to be the 21st of September. The other thing is in the middle of the song, the words are only blue things of life and love. Only blue things of life and love. There's a lot of code in there. But you want to get this book, start out, I promise you, with chapter 9, and then read chapter 11. And then you can read from the beginning to the end if you want. And I guarantee you, you will unlock something that this world has never seen. Never seen.
Powerful.
Yes.
That's great.
So this is really, really, really. This book contains ancient scrolls in them coming from many, many different backgrounds. You want to get this book. These are going to be scrolls that were handed down from thousands of years ago, but it's written in such a way and decoded in such a way that every single person, you know, it had to be powerful. If this is part of Earth, Wind, and Fire's bio, to tell this story about this book, one of their greatest albums they ever made, one of their first greatest albums they ever produced, and how it came about. That song, Do You Remember, the 21st night of September, that song has transcended time and space.
Yes. You can't help but dance when you hear it, too. Boy, it hypes you up, huh?
Yes, it does. And it sounds like a lot of people think they're saying party on. You know, party on. They're not saying that. They are saying body ah. That's what they're saying. And you'll get to hear what body ah really, really means.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a spiritual tone to unlock higher consciousness. To unlock higher consciousness. So when you're singing that song literally and you're getting into the energy, that's what it does. So just some more magic.
Powerful.
Just some more magic for you here on the remix as we get ready to, you know, cross what the world will know is 2013 on that timeline. So wanted to share that with you guys. Yes, very powerful song. Since that song has come out, it has changed lives. People have been healed by it. It is amazing, and it is because of that energy. That was one of the first songs that the writer wrote once they unlocked the codes of reading the book by Og Mandino, called The Greatest Salesman in the World. And so chapters 9 and chapter 11, you want to read those first and then go do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just some good stuff, you guys.
Yes. 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 Can you believe it's 2 o'clock in the morning?
I know.
Well, I'm not in. Yeah, it feels good.
Yes. Oh gosh, let's see. We have so much to tell you guys, and so much going on at this particular time for us to talk about. And you know, one of the things that I want you guys to really, really begin. Okay, someone is putting up some of these things on there. Here's one of the things that I want to tell you guys. That's good that you understand it from that point, but understand that this book, if you read it on a mundane level, you're only going to get mundane things out of it. You read it on a spiritual level, you're going to unlock something much greater than just some basic steps for living. It's magic in that book. You don't end up writing some of the greatest music, co-writing in the world based off of just basic principles. You've got to know there is hidden occult in this book. Definitely. Yes. So, you know, this is what I want you to begin to focus on. But I know you guys know your magic, so I'm definitely not worried about that. Like I said, this book, trust me, I've read it. And when you do, you're going to be able to see it too. Yes, it's so good to have you guys in the house tonight. And so peace and blessings to you guys. It's so good to have you here. It's so good to have you guys here. It really is. It really is. And I'm glad y'all are hanging in there. Some of y'all are at 3 a.m. in the morning. So, yes, we are doing the most in the remix for real. All right. So, let's see. This is a great time, you guys, during your downtime and when you're in your downtime to do some winding down and some clearing out. Just look at things that are no longer needed in your life anymore. It's a great time for you to begin to do those things and really just begin to get into that energy. Yes, it is a really beautiful time to do that. And so journaling is going to be important, you know, getting into your journaling, writing, and putting all of those things down. That's going to be very, very magical too. I know that one of the things that I wanted to do was for us to try to get some readings in there. And Brother Bilal, right. This is a great time. I know many people have heard you come on and talk, but it's really a good time if you could tell people about sort of how to contact you, get in touch with you, and also about your soul alignment reading.
Well, the way to get in touch with me is BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. And well, pretty much the soul alignment is just to break you out of old patterns. And what I do, I use a few different ancient sciences, collaboration from numerology, astronomy, and astrology, and anatomy. So all the way around. And what I do, I start from conception, you know, 9 months before, 10, 11 months before you even get here, to check the cycles out so you could break some of these patterns. You know, I've been doing it for a while. I've been doing it for corporations and it's just so effective just for us to know and just to, you know, take ourselves to that next level. You know, it's not no quick fix, but once it gets fixed, you know, just like planting a seed. Once you plant a seed and it grows to a tree, it can't go back to being a seed. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's so much work you have to do, you know, on yourself, and it's all in the practice. So when you show up for work, it's all fun. You understand? So you just stay ready, you know?
Right.
But tonight,
right.
Even with the readings, what I was going to do, I was going to, you know, just take a couple of birth dates and you know, whoever called, and I was going to give them the challenge area they need to work on based on when it was born. So I think that would be a nice little piece to show, you know.
Okay, and beautiful. And what I'll do is give them the area of where they want to begin to move their energy forward once they have uncovered that area. How does that sound?
Oh, that's cool. That'd go hand in hand. That'd be perfect. That'd go hand in hand. Because I really, you remember I was just talking about, you know, the feeling of being defeated. And what happened, wherever Saturn at on our chart is just giving us an indicator of where our area of lack of discipline is. So that's what I'm going to be giving out. Because what happens, you know, it's like all of us have, you know, like the four seasons of the year. All of us have certain
seasons.
And, you know, we just need to know what season. Sometimes we be in the fall, but we still balling, you know what I'm saying, like we have it going on, but it's the time to be disciplined, you know. And some of us be in the summertime. So, you know, just about knowing where you are. So, you know, but I think it'd be a good way to bring the year in, you know. You know, I just love to do it, so, it don't matter. I love to do it.
All right. Well, beautiful. Ooh. As soon as we said that, the phone line slid up. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines, and you can get sort of your alignment here. We're very blessed to have this happen here tonight with Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience. And just press 1. Sister Munya is over here jumping up and down talking about pick me.
Sister Munya.
Okay, so we're going to go phone lines, you guys, and lots of great information here, amazing energy. I am loving all of you being here with me tonight, and those of you, whether you're listening live or you're listening to the archives, I just can't wait to hear what you guys are going to be up to. I'm still going to be around every now and again checking in. I'll be doing readings for a little bit to get kind of sort of caught up there. I've had a lot going on at the end of the year, and this is the time that my family just has the more love that they want to continuously share with me and teach me. So I always love being the student. So this is beautiful. This is beautiful. Sunshine Ra is funny. Oh, gosh, you guys are too amazing. All right, so here we go. We're going to go to the phone line. You guys are going to get the best dose of this. Can you imagine? Let's go. Calling in from area code 215. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Dolores Ellison, and I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Okay,
hey,
Dolores.
Well, you wide awake, boy, man.
I'm wide awake.
Let me get your birthday so I can check out.
It's 10/19/1962.
Okay. All right, give me a second there.
All right. How is the weather up there?
Well, it's a little misty, cloudy, overcast.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it's not really cold, so.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing.
Okay. What I see here. Okay. Your challenge area, and let me double check. Your challenge area is you're overthinking yourself. A lot of thinking activity. And what's mainly clashing with it is your courage to just step out and do it. You know what I'm saying? So, and right now, with Saturn is sitting there, it's like it's time to, just like everything you gathered up that you think you know, it's time to really, like, start doing some processing of elimination. Like, clean your closet out, clean your mind out. Because what happened, you're overanalyzing, and then when it's time to move on it, you don't move on it. You know what I'm saying? So, and then what happened, you become impatient and don't know when you move too fast, and then you move too slow. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a collaboration of that. But that's where you're Saturn at. And it's coming to a close. So you need to, like, really start writing some of your ideas and thoughts down and what don't work for you no more is not going to work anyway. You understand? So that's the challenge. Mm-hmm. Overthinking.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, Dolores, let's see how you can move yourself forward and really come out of this overthinking. It really is, because instantly when I get in your energy, I feel, the reason I ask you how the weather is, because I feel like I'm in the middle of the summer, and I see butterflies, you know, and butterflies represent transformation. And, you know, I can just say, go ahead and raise your fist and pump it twice.
your transformation, sister. You've gone through a lot of transformations, and you're doing a lot of work on yourself, and that is simply amazing and to be applauded. Here's how you're going to get yourself into that energy and get out so much of overthinking, like Brother Bilal was just sharing with you. You have to be able to let go. And when I say let go, I'm not just talking about let go of things. This has to do with thinking, too. This is about you allowing others the freedom to choose whatever they want. You tend to keep your loved ones so close to you that it's like you're holding them hostage almost with your love. And you got to know that truly if you love something, set it free, let it go. And know that it's going to always come back to you. And you'll have a little bit of fear there with that. But know that your miracles will come when you let go and allow magic to happen. To happen in divine time, not try to force it, not try to be ambitious, but to truly be inspired. So whether that's giving a message to one of your friends or loved ones, or whether that's helping them out with something, let inspiration lead the way and not just hold that grip so tight so that you don't begin to start to chase some people away or have them take their distance. You found your freedom, and it's an amazing journey for you. Allow them to find theirs. Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely does.
Mm-hmm.
On my end, and another thing on my end, Ms. Blue, she is off the chain psychic. She has a strong intuition for real.
Very strong.
But this is another thing I'm going to recommend to you that could really give you some real good leverage. It's just like what Ms. Blue said, let control go, and you need to start acknowledging people because that's the only way you'll get the acknowledgement back that you want. Because you crave acknowledgement, but you got to give it to get it back. So you need to make some phone calls tomorrow and call up and acknowledge and, you know, tell them the role they played in your life and, hey, thank you. But you need to start acknowledging people around you. That's the only way you're going to get it back. Okay.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. All right.
And thanks for being up at 2 in the morning.
I know, right? Or 3.
Yes, right. It was the spirit that led me. So, wow.
All right, beautiful. Peace and blessings. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 516. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
And please take us off speakerphone, please, or cut your computer speakers off. We're getting feedback.
Sorry about that. Hey, Blue, this is Quentin.
Okay, greetings to you, Quentin.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I sent an email the other day, and I went on Facebook and saw that you were on, and I wanted to call in before the end of the year. It was just about this time last year that I think the last time I spoke with you.
Yes. Well, beautiful. You want to go ahead and give your information to Brother Bilal?
Yes.
All right.
I just got on. What did you need again?
Oh, just your birth date. I was looking at just some challenge errors you could work on at this time.
Okay. July 14th, 1963.
63? Yes. Okay. 1 second. Right here. Okay, where are you at? Let me see. Pretty much in the same area of the last caller, you just the overthinking, that real scientific thinking, and was given your class. You have a lot of communication there, but you have to realize everybody don't see everything on your level. You really know what you're talking about, but you have to give people a chance to grow to where you are. So it may be a little challenging that area right there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So just really about accepting where, you know, you'll grow. Everybody don't grow at the same time. You know what I'm saying? But that would be a real challenge for you to, you know, to, you know, it's like taking you, once they don't understand, you want to take your ball and go inside. I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to play the game no more, you know. So yeah. More of the energy right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, you pressed one, and you were kind of one of the numbers up at the top, Quentin, who pressed one. So I know you're definitely here to receive the message from Brother Bilal and also myself as well. And the energy that came up for you is the energy of invisible.
Mm.
Of invisible. And not in the sense that you're trying to make yourself invisible. But in fact, I sort of see this huge circle. It almost looks like a medallion on the floor. And inside this medallion is a very lucid and very cloudy map of the world. And I see you on top of this medallion drawing back and forth and back and forth. And what Spirit is showing me is that you're trying to make the world invisible. Does that make sense when I say that to you?
Yes. You know it. You know it does. Yes, it does.
Yeah. Yeah. So the way that you can begin to move yourself forward is that you have to give up. And this is going to be tough. But you're going to have to give up who you think you are. And even though you've been through a lot of things, Quentin, you haven't been willing to give you up. It's almost as if you're watching sort of this movie. You know, even back, if you think about sort of, I want you to think about Batman and Robin. And when Batman and Robin would go to the criminal, and the cops would sort of surround the building, you would see the criminal in the inside, and the criminal would rather give himself up to Batman than to face the world. That's the Joker. The Joker did that on countless occasions.
Yes.
The Joker would not give himself up, and as a result of it, he got destroyed. You can't make the world go away because you don't want to give Quentin up. You have to now begin to know that we have reached the point, you have reached the point where either you're going to give Quentin up for real, or you're going to be destroyed from within. Because you can't make the world invisible. You can only make Quentin invisible. Yeah.
I want to say, on one level, there's nothing I would rather do more. But I feel like such a phony each time I try. I can't tell when I'm doing it for real. I don't trust that I would even know how to do that.
Well, the first thing that you have to do, Quentin, it's not trusting, because you don't trust anyway. So just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. Again, it's still an excuse for not giving up who you think you are. So now the excuse becomes, I don't know if I can do it for real,
and I don't trust that I'm trust me that I'm doing it, because who else can give up Quentin but Quentin? Who could do it for you? Nobody. Because if you could have gotten somebody to do it for you now, it would have been done.
Would have done it by now, yeah.
This is your work. You either going to box or you going to throw damn rocks. That's it. The world is not going to go away. But Quentin can.
Well, let me put something on top of that, and I want you to add to what I'm getting ready to say, Ms. Blue, because I'm looking at the whole picture here. And what happened is I could see why it's hard for him to give it up, because he have a dark energy where he think he know everything, and it's going to be hard to face the people once they realize either he was wrong or he don't follow his own advice. You understand? And it's like it's hard to look that in the mirror. You know what I'm saying? But and then you skip the process a lot, and that's why a lot of shit falls in your face. But you do have this dark energy where you think you know everything. And I know you heard that a lot, a whole lot.
Oh yeah.
You know? Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it?
I got it. I do.
I know you do. I know you got it. Yeah.
I thank you, Bala.
Oh, you're right, bro.
I'm greatly appreciative, and I love you both, and thank you very much.
All right. Have a good one.
Peace, and definitely love to you as well.
Love to you, Blue.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 803. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. Hi, Brother Bilal. My name is April.
Hey.
I'm in South Carolina. And thank you so much for this show. Thank you so much. I just feel like, I just know. This is something that I need. I went through something very transformative this afternoon. And ever since that last show, Brother Bilal, a lot of things that you have said in that last show have been ringing in my ears. Like, I get into certain situations and I keep thinking, a cheater is never going to prosper, a cheater is never going to win.
Yep.
And something right. would just change in me in that moment, and it would be like if I'm cheating someone else out of something, I'm cheating myself out of an experience or whatever it is. It would just come up to me. So I'm so appreciative.
Yeah.
I know I'm supposed to be here right now, and I know I'm supposed to get this information, however hard it's going to be for me to take.
I tell you.
I'm trying to bring my energy down
because
I know it's so
up.
Important. I know it's so important for me to get. I'm so sorry. Okay, I'm shut up.
No, you're doing it.
I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
No, you're doing a great job. Now, give me your birthday, and you can finish telling us what you were saying. What's your birthday?
Okay. It's January the 22nd.
Mm-hmm. What year?
72, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay.
Yes. Ooh, look at y'all on the phone line.
Almost there.
They're getting it in.
Okay, what's happening with you? One second. Okay.
And I just read my book.
Are you there?
Mm-hmm. I just read my book.
You know what's happening? Your Saturn, because what I'm doing, I'm checking the Saturn and seeing where the teacher is. Your Saturn is dead on the line of Gemini and Taurus at one time. So you have bad judgment. Anytime you make a judgment on someone, you got to pay for that shit, and then you're stubborn on the other end. You understand? It's like you got to see things in black and white. It is what it is. And every time you try to make something is not, you always pay the price. Always. You know what I'm saying? And you know, and that's what I see, because what happened is your timing get thrown off because you be too ambitious and you run out there head first, and then, you know, it never turned out how you want it to be. So you need to really take your time making sound decisions.
Mhm.
Yeah, your decision making is thrown off because you're in a rush.
Yeah. And you know, April, here is the other thing that's going to really help you move past this energy so that you can really tap into those very, very creative energy that you have as well, too. And I'm going to say one word to you, and you're going to know this word, and you're going to be able to tell me exactly what it means, and that is lust. Lust.
Say it again.
Lust. L-U-S-T. Lust.
Lust.
Don't ring a bell. You got to stay away from what you're lusting after. That's the energy that's holding you back.
Okay.
You have to change that energy from lust. It either has to go to love or it has to go to another place. But you got a lot of lust around you right now. So there are things lusting after you, and you're lusting after things. People, places, and things. Lust is around you.
People, places, and things. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the number one thing. It's really to really kind of check your heart and see, are you lusting? Or is this love? Is this something you want to be connected with? Or is this just something for the moment? Is this just some self gratification of this moment?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't think of who sings the song, but she sings the song and she says, how can I ease the pain? These are things that you're doing. You're just trying to ease the pain for the moment. Hold out for the long haul.
Okay.
Hold out for the long haul. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hold out for the long haul. Yes. Yes.
Very
good. Mm-hmm. Yep. Lust is what I got. Lust is what I got. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Very good.
Beautiful. Very powerful, too. Thank you for calling in and sharing that.
Thank you.
That's how you're going to get out of it. That's how you're going to get out of that whole little circle jerk there. Yep. Beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold the line.
Okay.
Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 314. You're live at the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Nova. How you doing, Blue?
Greetings, Nova.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing tonight?
Good. What's happening?
Wonderful.
Okay, let's see. Birthday is 11/25/80.
11/25/80.
Yes, sir.
All right. 1 second, Nova.
Yes. Live in the Remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, with Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience.
Get it.
Online. Yes,
right,
we are
Nova.
Definitely getting in.
All right. I tell you what. Yeah, you need to email me because your Saturn and your finances are connected. Like, soon as the shit opened up, it shut down on you. They like right next to each other, and it's all about balance with you. You know what I'm saying? You gotta start doing what you said you're gonna do. You gotta keep everything balanced. You gotta pay your debt off also. But that's what keep happening, because soon as they open up, it shut right down on you. You know what I'm saying? Because it's about you balancing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what do you mean? How like it kind of it just as it opens up? I mean, like how we have like a small time period. You
know? You know what? It's just a matter of you doing what you say you're gonna do once you get it.
Okay.
See that, and that's why the writing is so effective, because you could remember what you say you was gonna do, because see, all this is based on keeping your word. is now check this out. I can see up top you're not disciplined with finances because your Saturn is precise right next to where your finances is. So it let me know off the top you're not disciplined with the finances, and you probably don't keep your word what you say you're going to do, and that's what starts shutting it down.
Okay.
So, you know, kind of like you say, when I get this $100, I'm going to pay this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. You get that $100 and say, screw all that shit, man. I'm finna go hang out and buy me some new kit.
Yeah, you gotta remember what you say you was gonna do once you got it. Because we get to a point where we say you say, man, I promise I'll do that, but when it come in you gotta keep that. You understand? And even but your whole thing is insight, so you already have the insight to move on it, you understand?
Yeah,
but you have to keep your word. You gotta stay sincere. Because you hard on people that's not sincere, but you gotta be sincere at the same time.
Most definitely.
Got to.
Yes.
Okay.
And so the other thing, Nova, here's a way that you can move yourself beyond that particular energy. All those things Brother Bilal said, but I also want you to think about this because I see you trapped, you know, almost like a bird in the cage. Trapped. And whenever I see this energy of trap, this has a lot to do with air, the intellect. You understand? So there's even times that literally you feel like your chest gets tight and your breathing gets cut off from you. Have you felt that?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. This is because your air is getting cut off from you. So there are some areas of your life that you need to begin to start to look at and see where you feel like you're trapped. I don't know. For the strangest reason, I feel like you got a job, but you don't got a job. Like, what's that about?
I mean, yeah, I'm working, but it's not the best. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so maybe that's it. But here's the thing, and I know it may not be the best for you. I do see things opening up for you between the next 6 to 7 months that you're really going to get a good opportunity. But I really want you to work on recognizing where you are, because before you had this job, you actually had a really good job, correct?
Yeah.
You did. Yeah, I see all of this. You know me. I'm blue. So you had this job that was a lot more stable. It had better benefits, but you really did not, I don't want to use the word appreciate, but that's the only word coming to me. You really didn't appreciate the value of that job until you got this job. Now you recognize that job you thought wasn't shit is a whole lot better than this job. Does that make sense?
Right.
Very much so.
Yeah. So think about it this way. That this is just a temporary situation for you. But you're going in very defeated and you're allowing it to constrict your air. When your air gets cut off, you're not able to tap into your intellect. So some things that you can begin to do, I want you to start working with silver. So if you have a silver necklace or a silver bracelet or a silver ring or even a watch with some silver on it, I want you to keep silver there. Because silver not only opens up the intuition, but it also polishes the intellect. And you need to polish your intellect. You also need to get into some of those things of breathing, like Tai Chi or breathing yoga, because I need you to move that air from off of you. Immediately, Nova, when I get into your energy, my chest gets tight, and I feel like I'm gasping for air.
Okay.
So I want you to take note of those things. And absolutely, positively, no more bread for you. Try to stay off bread at least for 7 complete days. And that's going to clear that energy in your chest, but that bread is holding heavy there. And I want you to think about the symbolism of bread. Bread is connected to money as well. So it's almost as if there's a part of you that correlates bread with money. And you feel the more bread you eat, the more money is going to come in. But that's an old pattern, and you need to break out of it. That's a past life thing. So stay away from the bread, and you're going to see things begin to balance themselves out more.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
What about pasta? I mean, same thing, like probably pasta in the same category, or all things dealing with wheat.
Say it one more time.
I said, what about, like, I mean, you're talking about, like, all things dealing with wheat, like pasta, all that type of level, or just like bread.
Just bread. I'm going to tell you spiritually what I got. This isn't a vegetarian lesson. Just spiritually stay away from bread. No bread. I don't care what kind of bread it is. So if a sister says she mixing up some special bread, just tell her no bread. No bread.
Okay.
And I guarantee you, you're going to start to see your finances start to be able, you'll be able to hold it a little longer with yourself so that you can stay true to your word and you can begin to follow that energy. So, yeah, definitely
okay.
Through the course of these next, I want to say until the beginning of the year, no bread.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not hard to do.
All right. And then definitely come back and let us know how it goes. Peace and love to you.
All right.
Oh, yeah, one thing, too. I sent you one of my tracks in your email. I was wondering if you had got it, one of my music tracks.
Did you really? Where did you? You sent it to Question for Blue?
Yeah, if not, I'll send it to you again when I actually get off the phone.
Yes, please do that. Please do it. I would love to hear it. Thank you.
All right.
Beautiful, you guys. Preparation and predictions for 2013 and beyond. Have Brother Bilal sitting in with me tonight. Excellent, excellent readings going on here and beautiful energy from you guys. So here we go, area code 469. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Miss Blue. This is Hadia calling from DeSoto, Texas.
Okay, greetings, Hadia. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, how you doing? All right.
Oh, wait.
I'm doing
before
good.
Before she gets started, I want you guys to know she got one of them baby geniuses, too. Her little boy, one of them baby geniuses. One of them baby geniuses.
All right. What you have for me?
My birth date is March 6, 1982. Yes.
Okay. Second. And this is just a small portion of what I do, because I go from the beginning and check all of the cycles and what's the pattern. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to check you out. Let's see.
Yes, and that's the excellent thing that Brother Bilal does is the soul alignment reading, and for those who've had it already, he really takes you through every single, absolutely every aspect of it, that, and even give you predictions for the future in that reading. So lots of positive feedback coming with that. You guys definitely can email him at allowtheexperience@gmail.com to get those sessions set up for yourself, too. They are amazing and go hand-in-hand with all the work from all the other remixers and remix listeners.
Indeed. What I have, when you were born, your Saturn was in the constellation of Libra. But what's happening, your Mars was there also. So would you have a constant battle in your head for control over your mind?
Yes.
That's what the block is. That's what the block is. You know what I'm saying? And what happened, you can't bring it to a balance, you know what I'm saying? So it'd be a lot of stagnation, you know what I'm saying? And then it even gets to a point where you may get that sorrow energy on you. So you know what I'm saying? So you really need to, and then you would beat yourself up so bad in your mind, you understand? But you're doing it to yourself. But the Saturn is that what's being challenged is you to really learn more about self, the school education clashing with your self education.
Okay.
And that's what happened. That's what happened. Mm-hmm. The Saturn is right next to what's going on, the activity that's going on in your mind.
Yeah.
You know, causing everything to shut down.
I can definitely see that is you know, because the energy that came up for you, I see this woman, and she's sort of kind of wrapped in sort of this blanket, and it looks like it's about fall time, and she's crying. I want to share this with you. Some of what you're feeling, because this is something you've dealt with for quite a long time, is about the self-worth. And I don't know why. You're such a beautiful, amazing, very talented sister. But one of the things that you struggle with is your self-worth. And so what I want to tell you today is that some of that energy came from a past life. And in this particular past life, you were actually in England, what would have been very early ancient time in England. And you were riding on a horse. And your fiancé was there, but right before your eyes, he actually fell and was killed. And so you would go back every single day to this spot in the woods and just stare at the place where he was killed, you know, where he fell off the horse. And you just have this sadness with you. You know, I share this with you now because this will even help you to lift this energy up off of you so you can begin to understand where so much of this sadness comes in and sort of this longing comes in, because in this life, it's no need for you to have it and to carry this longing and this sadness for yourself. And one of the things that can be very powerful for you, and I do these things in the Akashic Record reading in more detail as well, what you can begin to do is I want you to go back and take yourself to that scene of being on the horse. And this time, instead of him falling off, you can change the ending of you two riding off into the sunset. And often that's what you fantasize about. You fantasize sort of being swept off your feet from sort of this night. Isn't that true?
Yes, that's very true.
Yeah. And so that's the reason why. So I wanted to just give you this release. As we get ready to cross this threshold into what the world will know as 2013, for you not to carry this one more day, that this thing of self-worth, you can let this go. So take yourself back. Take yourself back into that time and change that ending so that you don't begin to see. Because even when you get in a relationship, and if somebody was to tell you right now that they were madly and passionately in love with you, you wouldn't even believe them.
That's true, because somebody told me.
So that's how you can begin to change that template energy. Believe you me, I've been in the records long enough to know that you can change the past. Just as much as we can change the future, we can change the past too. So I want you to work on that and release that energy, so no more fighting this thing of your self-worth. No more of that. No more sorrow. No more Saturns and sad turns. Let the sad turns turn into happy smiles.
Okay, I will do. I'm going to go over to dump it as well. And
there you go.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Go on over to dump it ASAP. And dump it. Blessings to you.
Thank you, Ms. Lou. Thank you, Brother Malai. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
All right. Peace and love. Peace and love. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in. It looks like Gatekeeper is calling in. Looks like a Skype call. Gatekeeper? Greetings, Gatekeeper. I guess they are not there. Oh, we cannot hear you, Gatekeeper.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line?
It's Richard. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Richard. Where are you calling from?
Pleasanton, California.
Okay, you're calling from California. All right. All right. You ready for Brother Bilal to give you your reading?
Yeah. December 10th,
1974. December 10th, 1974. Okay, one second.
December 10th. Oh, you just had a birthday. So happy belated birthday.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Coming. Okay, what we have here. Let me see. Your the thing shut you down is family.
Mm.
Yeah. Family okay. could be your, yeah, it's your biggest downfall. Anytime you mistreat the family, everything gets shut down for you. And you can't be about me. You really have to look out for family, take care of family.
Really?
That's where it's at.
It seems actually I take care of everybody else before me. It seems like I really neglect
well,
myself.
I kind of have the second half of that. Go ahead. I'll let Brother Bilal.
I'm sorry. I'll help you too.
That's okay. No. Go ahead. You're fine.
Yeah, no, and what happened is it's a clash right there because it's still rooted in family, and even like you just said, it could be your greatest strength or your biggest downfall. You know what I'm saying? So you make sure you keep a balance on family also.
Right.
But you have a lot of energy in writing also. Your writing is a real strong suit for you. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
That's where I see it at in family. It's
okay.
rooted in family. Yeah. So anything you do to raise family up, you get rewarded big time. And not just your family, I'm talking about anything you do to bring every family together, that's where all your rewards go in at.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying, Trista.
Oh, no. Go ahead. You said a lot.
No. I was saying he has a lot of good energy. He's integrity. He has a lot of integrity. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
real strong suit. But that's it.
Here is, and thank you for that, very powerful. I'm just excited because they all go hand in hand, and I want to share this with you. And that is definitely you have to stay in the place of honesty. Now, one of the things, you're very, very honest when it comes to someone saying to you, asking you something, asking you a question, and you sort of giving the response or giving them help. You really, really are rooted in that, and that's a beautiful thing. But here's one of the things to really propel you forward in ways that you haven't been able to do thus far, and that is you have to be honest with yourself about your motives and really how you feel about things. So even if it's sometimes, like you said, helping family and being around them and helping them too much, what happens is you do that. And a lot of times you get no thanks. And that's good for you because you really don't do it for thanks. But you don't want to ever get yourself to the point because there's been sometimes you kind of went in the red zone where you were giving the help, but you were resenting giving it at the same time. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes,
and
it does.
So that for you is where you're really going to find your gems at, is just be honest with yourself. Sometimes it's not necessarily about getting on our little boxes and telling the world what we think, but really just being honest with yourself and saying, you know, I'm really going to help this person, even though I know they don't really appreciate what I'm doing,
mm-hmm.
and I'm okay with that. Having that honest talk and giving that to yourself is really going to move mountains. And
right.
not keep yourself in that disillusion. Just keep that honesty about why you're doing it. And also then at that time, it's a great time to check your motives and then say, why am I really doing this? Because at that point, you really have crossed the line between help and also what may hurt you in the end. So you have to check those motives there. Yeah.
Right.
And that's going to help you to move forward. But yes, beautiful. I'm
excited
about
that. One thing to put on top of that, at your core, is all about love. That's all you want.
Yeah.
Right.
That's all you want. That's at your core. And what happened is it seemed like we don't get it from the people we want it from most. But I promise you, the more love you show, the more love you got to get back. If you're not getting the love back, you're not putting it out with love because it has to return. It don't know what else to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
It has to make a full circle.
All right.
You understand? Yeah.
All right.
Right.
Thank you very
All
much.
Right. All
right.
You're welcome.
All
right. Peace and love. Peace and love. Bye. That was beautiful. All right.
Great.
We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 347.
your 347, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from, and I can do.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Brother Bilal. This is Danielle from Brooklyn, New York.
Yep. Who is it from Brooklyn?
Danielle from Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, greetings, Danielle from Brooklyn, Brooklyn.
What do you have for me, Danielle?
My birthday is
3/2/84. 3/2/84? Yes. Okay. One second. A lot of people up tonight, huh? Man.
It's short. Oh, you don't even want to know how many people are on the phone lines. Like, oh my goodness. Is it a party going on or what? In the region.
Well, right now, your relationships are being challenged right now because your energy is inside of the sex and relationships. It's the sexual energy, and it's being challenged right now, and it's really in the reproducing, and you know every time it's just like having a fuss with a person. And then you make up in the bed, you know what I'm saying? Then all the energy you had to create is gone after that, you understand? So, but everything is, that's where your battle coming at is with the sexual energy.
Mm.
The whole battle. And it's being challenged with relationship right now as we speak. Because it's right exactly where, when you were born, it's in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
This one thing I give you. Well, let me make sure this is accurate. One second. Okay. Well, it's just trust your higher self. You don't trust your insight. But then that may be the problem. You want to see it before it happened, and it don't work like that. So even at one time, you might have thought you had a problem sleeping too much because you see a lot of things in the dream realm. But you gotta start documenting that and really start balancing that sexual energy off. Okay.
Yeah. Mhm. Yeah. And here's what I have for you, and this is what Miss Blue wants to say to you, loud and clear. Not all doorways are meant to be open.
Hmm.
And not all relationships are good for you.
Okay.
Know that not even all love, believe it or not, is expressed, nor all desires realized. Right now is really the time for you to say no to a lot of things. And I'm going to give you a word that you can take with you, and that is forbidden. Because there is a relationship that is so forbidden right now. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's so forbidden. Please say no. Say no. It can end up hurting you and so many other people. Say no to this. It's so forbidden.
Okay.
So many beautiful things will open up, and I know it's hard because sometimes that thing that is so forbidden for us, we want so much. But...
Mm.
It can hurt too many people, way too many people, and yourself. Yeah. Yeah. Not all doorways are meant to be open. So I'm so glad you called. Aren't you glad you called me tonight?
Yes. I am.
Girl. Just say years of therapy. Years of therapy.
Yes.
Mm. Yes.
That's it. If you have to remind yourself, just, you know, get a white T-shirt and write, just say no. Just write it on there. But say no.
Oh, I don't need to remind myself. Once you said that, I got it.
You got it. All right. That's what I'm talking about. Well, peace and love to you. You have amazing energy, beautiful energy, and the right love will come for you. You know, this one you have to say no, and I promise you, I feel it in my heart. You got to say no. It's too forbidden. It can hurt too many people. too many people. All right. Peace and love.
Thank you. Peace and love.
All right.
Bye-bye. Good night. Good night. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 704, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yo, this is Mason. Can you hear me?
Yes, you said. Did
you
say Mason?
Mason.
Mason.
M-A-S-O-N, Mason.
Okay.
Yeah, we know what a Mason is.
You emailed me, man? You didn't. It's not the Mason that emailed me, huh?
Oh, no, it's not him.
Okay, my bad. What you have for me, Mason?
All right, my birthday is 5/2/87.
5/2/87?
Yes.
All right. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yours, what happened every time you don't follow the process, it starts shutting you down because yours is locked in integrity. Wherever you don't have your integrity at, it starts falling apart. It's just like this. You say, next time I want a relationship, and this female got to have these qualities. You put five qualities down that she has to have. And what happened, you meet a female, and she only have three, but you say, you know what, I'm going to take a chance on this. Well, it's not going to work because you just compromised your integrity. So your whole thing is about keeping integrity. Wherever your integrity is not, it's going to fall apart on you. All right?
Okay.
And what will happen to you also, this one thing that you want more than anything, you want the fucking truth. And whoever started all that lying to you, it always starts shutting down. You understand? So, but you have to be about the truth as well. All right.
Okay.
And you know what the truth is. You know when somebody's lying to you, but you only getting back what you put out.
Right.
And get your ass out of that time thing because you got a time. You just want to know when it's going to happen for me. When. Get yourself off that damn timeline. It's killing. It's fucking. I promise you that timeline is killing you.
I believe it.
Everything waiting for you, but it's killing you, bro.
Okay.
All right.
So here's what I got for you, Mason. Mason, one of the things I want to tell you and the message I want to give you is you have absolutely nothing to fear. You have nothing to fear. In fact, you pride yourself on not fearing anything, don't you?
Yeah, most of the time,
Here is a reminder that I want to just kind of give you is that after, you know how when it's a storm, it could be a hurricane or a tornado, and after everything, the air has cleared, everybody sort of picks back up and goes about their way. Like sometimes you may even see cars pull over on the side of the road if it's raining really, really hard. And they can't see, but then once the rain stops, they come back out and they get back on the road and they keep driving. A great example is if anybody's ever rode a motorcycle, because when it's raining, they sort of pull over and take shelter when the rain goes away. And then they get back on the road and they go. Here's one of the things, though, where your downfall is, Mason, but if you can get this, you can move yourself to height you have it. You got to know when to take shelter.
You got to know when to take shelter?
Yes, to get out the rain. So that's symbolic, to get out the chaos. You got to know when shit is all getting all kind of mixed up. You got to know how to get out of that and take shelter. And say, I'm going to wait for all of this to clear up, then I'm going to come back out. The challenge for you, if you don't, is you're going to end up getting soaked like everyone else. And this has happened to you before.
Mm.
But here's a reminder to you, too. If you created the chaos, then you damn well better know that you got to stay there and clean up the mess. You don't get to cause chaos and then go into shelter. You're going to have to clean up the mess. And sometimes we know that when chaos comes, storms, tornadoes, all of these things, earthquakes, hurricanes, it takes a long time to clean that shit up. So the reminder spirit is telling you to move forward. One, know when to take shelter, know when to get out the rain. And two, if you cause the chaos, you got to be a part of the cleanup party. So, for you, no more drama. No more drama. You know what I'm talking about. Don't make me call the sisters out. No more drama.
No, I'm good. I'm getting visions of situations that I've been in where I've known that I created it or really wasn't my doing, and I've seen a lot of patterns happening lately. So, you're on point.
Yeah, so that's it.
Just
know when the rain is coming down. It's time. Hey, you say Mason's going to fall back. I'm going to let y'all have all of that. Y'all can have that by yourself.
And do me a favor, Mason, because you're in a serious position right now, because you believe it or not, you're an inventor. You're an inventor and
oh, yeah.
Heavy into the arts, and you it's your time right now, because it's a heavy year coming up with all art, artistry, everything to do, because you know how to use your hands for real. I don't know what is that painting you're doing, I don't know what you're doing, but it's something very inventive. Music, you're right, okay. Yeah,
and I think writing been coming to me to go get into writing. That's what I've been feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Just making a transition, making a transition to do it. I guess I've been holding myself back, or really taking my time.
Time.
That word time. There you go.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Mason, all you got to do is stay out of the drama. You'll have time. When it's time for you to go shelter, that's when you write.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, time to drop that shit. You got it, bro. Trust me on it. You got it. I'm looking right at it. You got it.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, you got it.
That's great news. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. So all right, definitely go write a blog. Go start a blog.
Please.
You know, hey, you could call it No More Drama. No More Drama. You can write about drama, whatever. Mm. But get your writing, get your work out there. Put that energy out there. So it's a lot of free platforms where you can get that energy out there, because you definitely have it with you. You're far too creative to just be creating chaos and drama.
Mm.
Yeah. Do it in a different way. You create drama with your pen and chaos with your pen, and that's where the magic's going to happen for you, Mason.
All right.
Peace and love.
All right.
Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller, calling from area code 804. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 804. You know what? 804,
peace.
We can't hear you. Peace.
Peace was Blue. How you doing? Peace, Blue. How are you?
All right, good, brother.
All right, I'm doing great. My birthday is April the 7th, 1976.
All right, and who's on the line? Who's on the line?
This is Lamar.
Lamar. That name. Don't that name sound like it should be in one of them soap operas? Lamar.
Yes.
I'm sorry,
Lamar. I'm coming. 76. I'm sorry about that. Multitasking here. Okay, let me see what's happening with you. Okay. It's with family, home and family. Home and family. That's where you clash at. and what happened with it. It's you know, just like the brother called before, like when you raise family up, it really benefits you, but you have to want to be around family, because you get to a point you don't even want to be around heads, like for real.
Right.
You hear me? So what happened is you really gotta tighten that area up for real, because that's where a lot of it'll shut everything down for you. See, because our bank is also connected to this. See, Saturn is like our discipline. You understand? It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's this thing inside of us where we get rewarded for what we do, because you came, this the group you came back to be with, and you don't even want to be around. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
and another thing too, and guess what? You damn near like the brother that called, because at your core is love. And it sounds like an oxymoron. You know, you want love, you want love, you want love, you even fall in love, he's everything about love. But you got to start trusting the people you're around.
Mm.
You got to start trusting. And that's what happened. And that's why they have even Cancer as the symbol of the crab, because the crab walks sideways. You got to learn how to walk forward.
Okay.
And stop sidestepping. You understand what I'm saying? But it's to do with family, though. You got to show real love to family, even if you think you're not getting back what you think you should be getting back, because it's always going to be mirrored what you're putting out. If they're not giving you no love back, it's because you're not giving that shit with no love. And we're not just talking about money or gifts. We're talking about just genuine conversation. It's all to do with family.
Mm.
You understand?
Right.
Yeah, so.
Lamar.
Miss Blue.
Lamar. I'm going to tell you that I love the power of just really magic, because even though me and Brother Bilal do our readings and are completely different, really, it all goes together. Everything is connected, because what I got for you, there's this song, and you guys are going to have to help me sing it. It's about complicated. It's complicated. You know how people say, man, what's going on with you, man? It's complicated. That's where you are, Lamar.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Lamar. I'm sorry. Let me be serious. Okay. But no, it really is. And this is actually a very powerful place for you right now if you really kind of embrace this. Because one of the things that Spirit is saying is that love comes with responsibility too. And so whether we're talking about family or whether we're talking about intimate love, you have to give your love freely without condition. And right now, Lamar, your love got a whole lot of damn conditions.
Contract and everything.
Ooh, talk about a prenup. You got conditions with your love. And so this is really where you can begin to move yourself to the next level, is really to give your love freely without conditions and love others, you know, because your heart is open, really, you know, not for any other reason. And know that there is some other things to consider, that love can be a confusing force, but that's tricky for you, because when it gets confusing, you don't really stay in that state too long with the person that you love.
Mm.
But know that love can sometimes be confusing. You know, this is the nature of love. You know, it can be confusing. And, you know, if you feel as though your heart is just aching, or you feel like your heart is just completely broken, then you really want to go back to the core of that love. But know that where you are right now at this moment, that love has really come to guide you into more important experiences. So you got to trust love. Right now, that's the only thing that really is going to solidify it for you is to trust love. But you have to love freely without conditions to be able to see that true trust in the love.
Wow. Yeah, y'all hit it right on point. Y'all hit it right on point. I'm having issues with my daughter right now. So, yeah, mm-hmm. You hit it right on point. I kind of, like you said to the other call, I kind of let her go, you know, because
yeah.
You know, just wasn't doing right, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
I had to kind of, you know, let her loose. And mm-hmm. I've been feeling kind of bad about it, you know. So, you know, so it's kind of weighing on me. And, yeah, it's been weighing on me. So, yeah, I hit it right on point with the love on the love tip.
Yeah.
Just like the last brother, too, it's a good time for some investment opportunity. You do real good investing into the clothing industry. You real keen on with the beauty with the clothing area, you know. So,
okay.
That'd be a good.
He's a looker. He's a looker. He's a looker. Lamar's
a looker.
Yeah,
okay.
He a looker.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, it's a good timing.
Yeah, that's great. That's great to know on the finance tip because I ain't been working in the last 9 months. Used to be a youth counselor, but you know I got let go on that, and you know it's just been hard to find another occupation or another job from this.
You'll get another one. It's gonna come after January the 11th.
Wow, great. Great.
And I want you, hey, Lamar, you better call back in and tell us after January 11th, you're gonna get another opportunity doing what you love.
Yeah.
Keep putting the energy out there. Yeah. Mhm.
Great. Thank you so much, Ms. Blue. Thank you so much, Ms. Love. I appreciate that, brother.
Oh, yeah, brother. All right, brother.
All right.
Yes, y'all have a good one.
All right.
Peace.
Great job.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Can you guys believe 17 minutes left to go in the form? Oh, my goodness. 216, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, it's Janice.
Okay, greetings, Janice.
February 9th, 1967.
February 9th. Okay, 1 second. You wide awake with us tonight, huh?
Yeah, I got to be at work in a couple hours.
Oh, wow. You like that?
Let's see. Yours is in feeling sorry for everybody. Hold on 1 second here. Hold on. 1 second. Feeling sorry for everybody. And then you have the love things. A lot of love tonight. You a love child also. You was born to bring love to the family. And then you got so moody you don't want to be around him either. So and you know
trying to run.
Yeah, but look, all your wealth is connected to family though. Any type of job dealing with family, with even with children, you know, it's dealing with that.
Yeah,
what you do for a living. Yeah, I can see it looking at it right now. But that's the thing. Another thing also, you got to start trusting your intuition.
Okay.
Got to start trusting your intuition. What you feel, always be real. You have to start trusting that. You know what I'm saying? But that's where you block it. You feel sorry for too many people, and you
wind
up.
Yeah, got me in a pickle too. Yeah.
Yeah, you're in a bad
real
picture.
Bad one. Yeah.
And you know better. You really know better.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. That's what I have for Ms. Blue.
Yes, the love child. And here's one of the things that I want to tell you is that this, I come to bring a very stern message to you. And that burn message that I really, really want you to begin to take a look at, I want you to know that you definitely are going to have to not start feeling so sorry for people that you start to compromise and break rules.
Yep.
Because there has been a situation that has come up, and Spirit
yep.
has shown it to me, that you actually broke a rule that was put in place to protect yourself and others because you felt sorry for somebody.
Yep.
So two taps for you. You can't do that. You cannot get to that place that you can do that. You really got to know that these rules were put in place for a reason, and you don't get yourself in a position to compromise that much, you see.
Yep.
This is really a learning time for you, and
yep,
you're really going to have to follow. You can almost look at this as these are codes for your spiritual work. You're not just doing a 9-to-5. This is spiritual work for you.
Right.
You know? You're going to have to really, really learn how to tango with your help. You know, in the dance of tango, there are certain steps, certain moves.
Yep.
You're going to have to learn how to do that. Really, you're going to have to learn how to dip, girl. You're going to have to learn how to spin around. So when people get you in that position and you're feeling so sorry for them, you're going to have to know, oh, this is a time for me to spin around 3 times and move back from them. You're going to have to learn how to dance with that energy. This time, it's not going to be as bad as you think it is going to turn out. But I promise you, you're going to be presented with this lesson again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to turn out pretty if you do it again.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Learn how to dance, girl. Learn how to dip, baby. Learn how
to
They get to telling you they sob story. That's when you tell them, I got to dip. I got to talk to you later. I got to dip on out of this. You can't put yourself and you can't put others in danger because somebody you're feeling sorry for. And you know better.
Yep.
You know better. I don't have to beat you up. You can beat yourself up. You already know better.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
All right. All right.
Peace and love. Hold the line. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Ain't nothing. You got to learn how to dip, sister. Got to dip. All right. So here we go. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 916. You're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hello. Well, good morning. This is Kathy calling from Sacramento, California.
Good morning,
Kathy.
From sunny Sacramento, California. What time is it there? About 2:00 p.m? No, I'm teasing.
1:18.
It's not too bad. It's 1:18.
Okay.
Yes, it is. When is your birthday? What you have for us?
It's 8/4/55.
What's the year?
1955.
55, okay. One second.
All right.
I'm coming. All right. Powerful energy right here.
Mm-hmm.
You have everything. Man, you're a powerhouse. you're a powerhouse. You're being challenged right now in relationships because your Saturn is inside of you were born inside of Scorpio with things ending. So it may be a lot ending right now, and you have to just bite the bullet with some of it. There's a lot of things ending. So, but it's in that
it's in the house of sex, and people really misunderstand that, because the house of sex only, you know, you talk about pleasure, but you're talking about reproducing. So they're really talking about things dying and things coming back to life. So you need to do some inner work right now and don't so much focus on relationships.
Yeah, I'm off work, so I have a lot of free time.
Yes, you you're a powerhouse. I'm looking at your stuff here. You got a lot of strong energy, you know what I'm saying? You're real about what you do, you know what I'm saying? But just stay on one accord with this energy right here. Just when things are dying, don't be scared of anything ending. Just keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Okay.
Keep it moving.
Mhm.
Keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I see, Miss Blue.
Okay. All right. So, what I want to talk to you about, Kathy, is about sort of what I call the Sesame Street syndrome. And let me tell you what that means. And I know you've probably watched Sesame Street at some point in your life. I don't know nobody on the planet that hasn't.
Yes.
And you know how when in Sesame Street they say, one of these things just doesn't belong here. That kind of energy.
One of these things is not like the other. Yeah.
That's right. One of these things is not like the other. This also is one of your blind spots, because you're constantly in that state of comparing things, sacred and good. Good, better, best. This is black, that is white, and sometimes it's hard for you to float in the gray. That's a hard place for you to float sometimes. So really begin to recognize all things as being good, particularly in this cycle, and really trust and know that everything is working out in your favor. So that's the keep it moving energy Brother Bilal was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And not to start to look at things as being one of these things just doesn't belong here. Know that it will take care of it. If it doesn't belong, it will take care of itself. And recognize that you can have a bowl of fruit, and you can have a banana and an apple and an orange all in the same bowl. One is not better than the other. One doesn't not belong. They all can be there, the sacred and the good, all at the same time.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I understand. Thank you, and bless both of you.
I tell you one thing. You sure
I can't believe I'm
lawyer.
Still up.
I said you sure should have been a lawyer, because you really stand for the truth for real.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. You got that. And that's why I'm telling
you
about
seeing
the courtroom. Yeah, the right and wrong.
Oh, yeah.
You
yes,
can
indeed.
Let them know one of these things. Just
they're
going to believe. They're going to believe when you say this don't belong. They're going to say, you're right, Kathy. It don't belong.
Yeah, you don't play. You don't play. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Kathy.
Right.
You can love
you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, you guys. We have about 6 minutes left to go in the after hours, and
whoa,
I see a gazillion of you on the phone lines. I tell you what, we're going to try to hang as long as we can. For the rest of you who are not joining us in the after hours, get yourself over. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines if you want to, or you can listen. And see you on the down low. Remember, you guys, I love you. I love you so much. I'll see you guys after New Year 2013.
Happy
Here we
year.
Come.
Right.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Brother Bilal, it's always a joy to have you on.
Yes.
You guys, reach out.
My
to Brother
pleasure.
Bilal. He does amazing soul alignment readings.
Bilal at Bilal. Wait.
Bilal the Experience.
Experience at gmail.com is how you can find out all about all of his work, all of the Bilal Experience, his book he has out, Problem 13. If you didn't hear the show, go back and download them. Get your soul alignment reading and so much more. Don't forget to reach out to all the Remix family. Always loves and hugs and kisses to Brother Panic and Brother Bobby and Elder Haru and the whole crew and Sister Munya and Esther and the Remix family and all of y'all out there. I could go on and on. The Kim Business Class, all of you guys, everyone, Brother Wayne Chandler. Oh, my gosh, I'd be here all night. Queen Afua. All of you guys out there for this year, thank you for riding with me, hanging with me as we do what we do and continue to do what we do. And we can't do it no more, you know. Don't stop till you get enough. That's what Michael Jackson says. So download the show, you guys. I want you guys to get off the grid. Get off the grid. Think about going off the grid for these next couple of weeks as we usher this energy in. Love somebody. Love your family. Be good to yourself and good to others. I will see you guys on the flip side. For the rest of you, we're going to come after you. We're going to get these readings done as best we can here tonight and just go ahead and push this energy out. It is helping me so much. And so I love you guys. I truly do. Stay in touch. Let me know how you're doing. Keep the Facebook going. Keep all of those things. Every now and again, I'm allowing myself, if I can, a couple of minutes a day to check my email, and that's it, if I can do that. Other than that, I'm going completely off the grid, taking care of family, learning lessons from them, and sharing nothing but love. So I love you guys, and peace and love to you guys, and much love, warm spirit. And don't forget to download. If you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it. Love it on Facebook. Love it on iTunes. Love it all over the world. And listen to it over and over again. So we're going to continue. We're going into the after hours. And let's see where we left off. I think we left off here. Calling in from area code 360. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue. This is Deshaun.
Okay, greetings to you, Deshaun. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Olympia, Washington.
Okay, beautiful.
Okay. All right, big brother, what's happening?
Oh, I'm good. How you doing tonight or this morning?
Good. Yeah, I know. I'm up, man. I'm wide awake.
I'm wide awake.
What you have for us? What you got?
All right, my birthday is 9/13/76.
9/13/76. You singing, Miss Blue?
I am. I'm trying to sing. I'm not the singer. Baby Blue is the singer, but I'm wide awake. I don't know where the rest of the Remix family is. They trying to act like they tired. They know they not tired.
Mm-hmm. Everybody still woke?
Yeah, they still hanging in there.
Everything that's shutting you. What's your name again?
Deshaun.
Deshaun. Everything shutting you down has to do with pride. Your pride shutting you down. Anytime your pride come in, the fall is right behind it, and it's really just giving up a lot of the things you think you know, because everybody's right, and you have that same little doctrine that you sometimes too. You think you know everything, and But you got to realize everybody knew everything, you know what I'm saying? So you got to get some of that energy up. Yeah, you got to get some of that energy up and get back into your work, because sincerity is right back to integrity. So you got to make sure you understand what protocol is. Protocol is following the steps. You got to put some steps in place. You understand? When you go to the store and buy a laptop from Best Buy, make sure you get some integrity with it. You know what the integrity is?
It's that warranty.
That damn warranty. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because once you get that integrity, that's big goddamn computer. Get 2-3 years worth of integrity. Don't let the money get in the way you're getting that integrity. But you have to use that life lesson for everything you do. Use that life lesson for everything you do. Yeah.
Mm.
That's what I have.
Mm. All right. Well, here's what I have for you, Deshaun. What I need from you is understanding. That's what you want. You want understanding. That's one of your key things. And I want you to think about it this way. It's one thing to read something or even to hear something, but it's on a whole nother level to understand something.
Mm-hmm.
And at this particular time in your life, what Spirit is saying is you're being asked to keep an open mind and an open heart so you can allow yourself to absorb the information as you receive it and be open to the wisdom that can only come in. But wisdom really is a combination of patience, perspective, and even time. But first, you got to get the understanding. And so just like Brother Bilal was saying, you're kind of skipping that. Your pride is making you miss the understanding. And so, you know, there's a saying that you know, you sometimes you see them in office buildings. I know I've seen them all my life in business buildings. And I can't remember who said the quote, so I'll just give the credit where the credit is due. But it's first seek to be understood. First seek to understand before you seek to be understood.
Mm.
And too many times you're seeking for people to understand you before you even get the understanding of what is going on. And that's causing you to second guess yourself. So it's kind of like a hit or miss. Sometimes you're right on point, other times you're not. So always first seek to understand before you seek to be understood. That's sort of where your kryptonite is. You know how Superman had kryptonite that cripples you? Understanding cripples you on both ends because you want understanding. That's truly what's in your heart. And you want people to understand you. And a lot of times they misunderstand your true intentions.
Yeah, that both of y'all are on point, that's for sure.
You know what I'm seeing too, Ms. Blue? I'm looking mm-hmm. at it. I'm looking at the overall. He's a badass
yeah.
teacher. Yeah, you need to be teaching. You know, what
oh, yeah.
Hey, boy, have a hell of a balance on your
oh,
mind.
Oh, yeah. This is why
yeah.
the
his mind is
so,
man.
Yeah.
No, listen, man, that's crazy because earlier today I was talking to one of my brothers about patience and about how, you know, every time I think I know something, I find out I don't know nothing at all. And just how, like, you know, just taking time to gain that knowledge, wisdom, and understanding and realizing which phase I'm on instead of trying
right.
to keep ahead of myself all the time.
Right.
But I typed in the chat room earlier that I started writing on that letter already that I'm going to mail to myself.
Oh,
but
yeah.
One of my goals is to start teaching.
Hmm,
but,
that is.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm starting school again in January. So
yay.
I'm already, you know, trying to get myself on that path. But, man, it's just crazy y'all are saying all this stuff. Like, I'm almost speechless. I was sitting here stuttering trying
yeah.
to get it out. Cause, man.
Beautiful. Don't you love knowing your magic, Deshaun?
Me too.
Man, this is wow.
And see, another thing, too, I need you to step out there and dare yourself to do it. That's what you have to do. You
yeah.
got to step out and do
yeah.
it, bro. You even got to write a poetry piece and go drop that shit for real. Because
mm-hmm.
your mind is so balanced. You got a hell of a balance on the mind. Yeah, you got a nice lineup. You have a real nice lineup.
Beautiful.
Man, I think that, man.
All
wow.
right, get it in.
That's
get
it.
In,
definitely. And that's how you're gonna get there. Just remember that. First seek to understand before you seek to be understood, and it always will keep you on the right side. Always keep you there. Keep you balanced. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Ms. Blue. Thank you, Brother Bilal.
Oh, yeah, brother. Anytime.
You're welcome.
Right.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
All right.
That was beautiful. Really good.
Yes.
We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 815. You're live in the remix.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hello?
Hello, who's on the line, please?
Hi, this is Alicia. I'm Green Sky in the chat room.
Okay, Alicia, Green Sky.
How you doing? What you have?
I'm all right. Well, my birthday is May 28th, 1974.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Glad you're still up with us. Let's see.
Oh yeah, right away.
I know. Yes.
Y'all done woke me up.
Yeah,
might as well keep going.
I'm always awake
I'm
at this
ready.
Time. I'm always awake.
I'm wide
awake. I'm wide awake.
I'm coming. Let me see what's happening with you. Okay. It step right into family. You always going to battle with the family. Yeah.
Always battling with the
it's the family
green,
energy.
Green Sky be getting it on. She knows she.
Oh, she getting it in?
I have a very small family though.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? But you, that's where the clash could come at. You know what I'm saying? And see, whenever you say family, it just needs to be balanced. You know what I'm saying? Don't, you know, whatever you feel is overdoing it for the family, don't do that. Or what you feel, you know what I'm saying, you don't need to do or do. You know what I'm saying? It needs to stay balanced more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's a, and then we're right back at the integrity also. So it's like, just like I say, make sure you follow proper protocol. Make sure, because you have a lot of energy tied into that, your emotions, because your emotions could get rocked real fast if you're not careful with that. Because you got a lot of activity, not, you know, even say with family, but also with relationships, because that warlike energy is in that same area.
Okay.
You'll go to war with it for real.
Oh, this will be an interesting holiday.
Mm-hmm.
I know, because you always call them out on their integrity. But guess what your role is to the whole family, though.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
No, I'm gonna tell you what your role is for the family.
Oh,
You're a protector. You're a protector because you have the ability to dream about things. You have a very vivid dreams, and your responsibility is to let people know. Like, what could possibly happen if they don't take care? Just like you could actually see somebody catching a blowout on a highway that haven't happened yet. But you're supposed
mm-hmm.
to phone call them, and you're responsible.
Yep.
You're the one responsible for that because you're connected to the dream realm like that. You might have thought you had a sleeping problem at one time because you sleep. You know what I'm saying? Sleep is all right with you.
Yeah, I never had a problem sleeping, and I have very vivid dreams.
Oh, I know you didn't. Oh, I know you didn't. And I hope you go pick the lottery tickets up. And if you set the intention, you could go do the numbers, you know? You got it.
Yeah. I do dream numbers a lot.
Mm. I know you do. That's what I'm telling you. I'm not guessing at that. I'm telling you what it is. So that's what you do, you know? That's what you do.
Wow.
That's all I have, Ms.
Beautiful, very powerful, Brother Bilal. And
call me
here's
when you get
what
the numbers, you owe me.
I know. Yeah, call us when you hit them numbers now. So here's one of the things I wanna tell you, Green Sky, is beauty. Beauty is your thing.
Mm.
Beauty. Now, in the sense that this is what Spirit says, it's time for you to begin to recognize that beauty, that is true beauty, because true beauty is deeper than the skin. It really is. And so this is a time for you to look at yourself in the mirror and realize that you're already perfect. And you struggle with that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really see yourself as being sort of perfect, you know. But really, just this is a time for you to recognize that not only is there beauty when you look in the mirror, but beauty is all around you. So it's about you at this time, this holidays coming out, is to keep a positive attitude and expect wonderful things, because that's also about being able to recognize beauty. You have to expect wonderful things. And when you do, they'll come your way. And start to see yourself as beautiful and know, like I said, the beauty is deeper than skin deep. You have to go beneath the surface and look for the true inner beauty. And when you can begin to really pull more of that out of yourself, what you're doing, you'll begin to see it in other people. And you'll always be able to appreciate them beyond their appearance.
That's so interesting, because every time I meditate, family balance, and I'm right on the brink of that whole thing coming out. So that's fascinating. Wow.
Yeah. So don't be irritated by the way they dress. Don't be irritated, because you know you'll be like, oh, look what she got on. Got to go beneath the surface. You're looking for real, true beauty.
True beauty. And I do, I know exactly who and what you're talking about, and that person, not appropriate, but, you know, I do find myself consciously telling myself, look at she's not right, but just look at her interview. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right. So keep doing that, because this is the time right now that really beauty is there. Just remember that when you can find the inner beauty in others, then you have tapped into true beauty within yourself. There you go.
And do me a favor. Go into the dream side of the occult, because you have a lot of finances tied into that area. You have it. You be real serious with the occult. Do your research.
Well, okay, dream side. I'm going to write that down. Dream side of the occult?
Yeah, you start investigating the dream, because you sharp in that area for real. You're real sharp.
Yeah.
And the more you figure out, the more research, you got to do the research. So the more research, because you do... You channel, you see clear visions, you can see it.
Yeah, I do channel a lot from dreams.
Yeah, I know.
No, that's why I'm up at 3, you know. That's why I'm up so early in the morning. Wow.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And make sure you keep a dream journal, a really, really good one. I really kind of go through a lot of those different modalities in the Know Your Magic audio workbook. To really tell you how to make your own dream journal, which would be very powerful for you. And that was something for myself, because my dreams are, like, so real. Like, literally, people can taste it when I'm telling it. And you can do the same thing. So you really want to learn how to make your own dream journal. And the Know Your Magic audio workbook goes into that step by step. I take you through over 4 hours of information of how to tap into that.
And let me put that out there, Wyatt. Everybody who loves the occult and really have a passion for it, this year is the breakthrough year for the next 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
I promise you, it's going down. By the middle of February, you're going to see a spiritual breakthrough. Everybody going to be running to the spiritual side of everything. So get ready and do your work.
Yep, yep.
Wow, thank you, and Happy New Year to both of you all.
Same
I appreciate
to you.
All, everything.
Happy New Year, okay.
You too,
and to the
Green
family.
All right,
take care.
Peace and love.
Bye-bye.
All the lines, peace and love. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 415. Great call there. 415, you're live in the remix.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Betty Brown from San Francisco.
Betty. Hey, Betty.
That's Betty. Hey, Betty.
Yeah. Yes, hi.
Hey, what's going on?
I just want to know what you see for me, okay? Mm-hmm. But I'm probably the oldest one in the chat room.
No, you're not.
Wait,
oh,
okay.
Man. I have my...
When's their birthday, Betty?
Oh, 3/22/41.
Mm-mm. You ain't that old.
Still young.
You still young.
Oh, I feel like it.
I know, right?
Yes, I'm a late nighter too.
Mm-hmm. I'm coming. I'm close. Okay, let's see. Where we at, Fetty? Okay, and your finances is right next to where your blockage is. Hold on. In that stubborn thing in your it's in the eyes department. You too big eye. If you get too big eye, everything shut down on you because it's in the stubborn department. Being too stubborn with that, you gotta learn how to let some things go. Letting go has been a thing blocking you.
Okay. I've been trying to.
Really? Yeah, but another thing too, you gotta get a process. You understand? Because you can't skip on what you're doing. And so that's another thing with it's putting the work in. And what happened, your willpower gets shut down when you really not, you know what I'm saying, when you're undecisive like that, you know what I'm saying? You got to make a decision and move and stick with that decision and see it all the way through.
Right.
Right. But you get to a point where you get stubborn and everything just starts shutting down because you know beauty, though. See, what type of work you do? What you doing?
I'm retired right now and just playing around with the computers. That's all.
Yeah,
right,
but
now.
You got to be creative and put something together because mm-hmm. you know how to make that. You know what I'm saying? You really got to practice.
Yeah.
It's, I'm telling you, this year is going to be a beautiful year. I don't know if you do business cards. I don't know what you do, but you need to put something out there because it keeps you going. It keeps that process around. Yeah, you're going to have to put something in motion.
Right. Well, that's why I'm looking at, moving out of state so that I can have the space in the room because I feel really bound down here where I'm at now.
But now, listen to this real good. Your challenge area is connected the way your finances are and is connected to what you know for sure. So what this really saying is, you think you know every goddamn thing, can't nobody tell you nothing. And that becomes the problem. That's where the problem is.
Yeah.
That's where it's at, because all of them together. And you see, it wouldn't even be right there because your gift is your curse. Because you do know everything. You like a doctor. You understand? You know how a doctor have that attitude and a nurse really do all the work? The doctor don't even shit. The nurse doing all the damn work.
Yes.
See, he don't want you to call him. Anyway, the doctor don't want you to call him. He don't want you to do nothing. But he show up and just like he done did everything. Because who the people, the family talk to the doctor, not the person that did all the work. So you the type of person to show up when all the work done and take the damn credit for it. You can't do that shit. You got to give people their credit. You can't do that. You can't do it. And that's what's been shutting it down. I mean, it's right. Is right. You should experience when things open up, it'll shut right back down because of that same reason.
Right. And I wonder why.
It'll never like bloom, blossom all the way because of that same reason right there.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is why the reading is so effective, because what I take it from damn it, January 1941, or the year before, and we look at the life pattern and see what's the overall pattern. What's the, you know what I'm saying? And it just sticks out. Bam, it's the block. Just the line. This is where it needs to be aligned. It's just like a car alignment. When you start going fast, your shit just starts shaking all over the place, and you got to pull over. You know? So I hope that took some of the shake off you. You know?
Yeah, it did.
What you got for Ms. Blue?
Yes, excellent, and yes, I can definitely see a lot of that energy. And immediately, Fetty, when I get into your energy, I get the energy of a warrior, you know? It's interesting because I, you know, throughout the readings, I often talk about a lot of these Shaka Zulu warriors, like these brothers I've met that have been Shaka Zulu warriors. And actually, I had the opportunity today to go in an Akashic record of a sister who was actually a female Zulu warrior. And that had been very, very rare. But you yourself, Betty, is also a warrior. And that's sort of your template that's coming from a past life, and you also embody a lot of that energy here. And so what happens is with that warrior energy, it's you go in war mode when it ain't even time to be in war mode. See, that's why they call warriors warriors, because not only are they in war mode when war is going on, they ask is constantly on patrol for war. And that's you. You're constantly on patrol for war. And so this is a lot of that energy that you have is sort of that war energy. But here's what Spirit is saying, because you got a lot of things that's coming up for you, a lot of different decisions that you can make at this particular time. And Spirit sends the message that whatever is going on for you right now at this particular time, know that everything is going to work itself out. It's definitely going to work in its favor if your questions are regarding those things of love. Know that this is about someone who is deeply committed and also very protective of you and also very kind. And so know that friendships are sacred love too. And so know that you're safe and protected wherever you decide to go, and nothing is going to stop you from doing what you need to do.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, if you know that you're around a person that does not possess these qualities, then you're going to have to move on. And you need to do it very quickly. Because one thing that warriors love is they love to be in action. They love to be in war, because we know that wars have caused a delay of a lot of things on this planet. When a person, you think about the Korean War, the Vietnam War, World War One and Two, all of these different wars that have gone on, they keep people separated. So you have an internal war going on within you, and you have some external wars going on. Remember, life is about learning, and it's about discerning who is true and who is not. But the first who is you. You have to find out what part of Fetty is true and what part of Fetty is not being true. Because this has been a struggle for you, I want to say, over the last 10, 15 years.
Right. It sure has.
Yeah. So this is the point where the warrior meets himself or herself, the warrior, as they say, faces the warrior. So this is the mode that you're in right now. So I don't care what these external things look like to you. It ain't about the man. It ain't about the children. It ain't about living here or living there. The first war that you have to cease fire, freeze, and bring into harmony is that war within yourself.
Okay.
And that is about accepting all of you. Not bits and pieces. If not today, I'm going to accept this, but tomorrow I don't like that. It's accepting all of you and recognizing that from the level of love. From the level of love.
Yeah, I've been having issues with that. I've been really having that on my mind to, like, you know, really bring it, you know, bring myself to, like, with myself, you know.
Bring yourself with yourself. This ain't about, I'm not talking about stand on your soapbox and shout it to the world. I'm saying stand on your soapbox and shout that shit to yourself.
Right.
Because there's nothing else for anybody to go to war with you with if you've already faced the war inside. That's like some kid teasing you going, nanny, nanny, you know, you got, you spill something on your shirt. Now, if you didn't know you spilled something, you're going to be devastated. You're like, I got something on my shirt. Oh, no, my mama brought me this shirt. Oh, my goodness. But if you already know you got something, you're going to say, so what? I know I got something on my shirt. And what you talking about?
Right. Right. Oh, but I tell you, you already did it on the edge. Brother Bilal, that is so good. Thank you so much.
Oh,
yeah,
you
thank
you, welcome. Baby. Peace and love to you, baby.
Happy New Year to you.
Yes, and Happy New Year.
Same to you, Happy New Year. And I'll see you in your new year.
Okay, peace and love, peace and love. Listen up, you guys, because I'm afraid we're going to get cut off, and I really want to say this. I just want to tell you guys, Brother Bilal, first, thank you so much for hanging with me here.
My pleasure.
And just allowing everyone in your world, your family and everyone to allow you to come here tonight. Very powerful share. I thank you for, you know, hanging in there this year, being the listener of the remix, being part of the remix, and doing your work. So that is just an honor to connect with that energy. And you guys reach out to Brother Bilal, everybody giving you shots out, BilalTheExperience@gmail.com, soul alignment readings, and also he's an author, entrepreneur, father, yada, 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 works in the Kim business class. I can go on and on. Yes.
Thank you for doing your work. It's been a great year. I've been enjoying the shows the past few years, you know, but I thank you for doing your work. And just even a night like tonight, you know what I'm saying? I was just like, Miss Blue, you think people are really going to be up and prove me wrong again?
I told you, the remix is always wide open. They're always wide open. They're always they are always here. I just want to give a shout out, you guys. It's been an amazing year. Really, it's been an amazing year. And so you guys give me strength, you give me wisdom, you give me insight, and all of those wonderful things that you guys say I give to you, you also give to me. And so peace and love to all of you out there. It is such an honor to just be in your presence and to connect with you guys. I want everybody to keep doing their work. You know, but let's take some time to get off the grid for a minute. Don't forget to get the book. Oh, my goodness. The Greatest Salesman in the World by OG Og Mendina. You want to get that. You want to get your Kim business cards. You want to do that. You want to set these readings up. So many things for you guys here. Reach out to Brother Panic, Brother Bobby, Brother Wayne Chandler, everybody you love, and just kind of take some time off the grid and rebirth yourself and get yourself in a perfect alignment and move with this energy. And again, for the show tonight, I just love being able to access this stat. I'm just going to go down some of the international countries because I don't want us to get cut off. And I want to say big shouts out to the UK, who always represents, Canada, Kenya, South Africa, France, Turkey, Nigeria, the Netherlands, Jamaica. I don't even know how to say your country, Germany, Egypt, Barbados, Italy, Guyana, Indonesia, Morocco, Australia, and also the Philippines, who tuned in tonight, as well as everyone on the Western Hemisphere here and all of the United States who are listening. And I'm looking at direct stats here, you guys. So that's who's tuning in tonight, listening to us. And I know so many more of you are going to be tuning in from the download. Oh, and don't let me forget, Japan was on that list too. Japan. So you guys, in some other countries, I can't say your name, but I promise you I'm going to figure it out somewhere, either in the dream world or next year, I'll figure it out. So I love you guys so much, and I want you to continue your work and your blessings. Like I said, right now, my son and my family, other family members, have so much magic that they want to share with me and help me to learn and grow and be connected with them. And so I'm going to take this time to really kind of give them some of that energy too. So I love you guys. I will definitely see you on the flip side. Know your magic. for real, because we're in that time. We've been doing the work. Go back and download all the shows from this year. It is so much information that you can get and be able to pull from. Email me. Let me know how you're doing, how things are going over this holiday season. Lots of energies here. If you go to your family's house and they have a Christmas tree up, don't start wilding out. Recognize that the chakras are before you and start to see which one of those lights is blinking that's telling you you need to be in tune or let you know how light and tune you are. Enjoy your family. Don't let these silly things separate you, you know, from loving each other and caring for each other, because at the end of the day, the only thing that is real is love. And so, you guys, I'm going to sign off with that. We have tons of you still on the phone line, but I believe we're going to get cut off, you guys. And I want this show to really kind of end on that note. So I love you guys, and I will see you guys soon. Brother Blau, I know we'll be connecting in 2013 as well, too. Peace and love to you and everyone down there in New Orleans, all over the world, and everybody else. Yes, and Happy New Year's to you, too. Happy New Year's, everybody. Much love, warm spirit, and peace and love to you guys out there. I love you guys so much. It's so fun. It's so good. Let's see if we can dance our way out of here. Maybe we can listen to a little bit of Michael Jackson and see what MJ got to tell us as we get ready to get out of here. Much love to everybody. Everybody, big shout out to Brother Panic out there. Love him too. Brother Bobby, everybody, you guys, the list goes on and on and on of some amazing things. Peace and love. Peace and love, you guys. Peace.
They will say you don't belong. They will assume you don't relate. They will underline your wrongs. They will expect you to be late. You were special. Your talent pours from your pores, your footsteps in directions that are both certainly correct and yet absolutely unsure. Those cold, lonely, dark hallways called what if. Yeah, those are around. But if you don't back down, you unlock that door to warm hearts and dope situations in a room full of us called what now. You wake up, you win. You try, you win. You fail, you still win. Long as you're alive, cause if you die, what then? They will tell you you only live once, and that's true. But if you live correct and inspire him, that's two. And she, that's three, four, and more. Five, strive, create your dream, that creates your team, that creates your steam, till you're hot, you know what I mean? The arrival.
Yeah.